just wanted to say thank you to Ms. Harlan and Shirley Stonecipher for the vision of starting prepaid legal a decade before I was born. To the entire leadership here in prepaid legal services, too many people to name. The entire Team Freedom family. To my team, I wear this ring as a symbol of your commitment to yourself and to your families and your business and your reasons why, and I proudly represent you as a ring-earning organization. I love you guys so much. I will do anything for you. My story is this. I moved to L.A. 7 years ago to pursue my passion of teaching dance classes. I was teaching hip-hop classes, making about $800 a month, and I found out you have to teach a lot of dance classes to pay rent, so I had a woman in my dance class give me an audio tape and asked me to take a listen to it. I got recruited by a Get Paid Daily cassette tape. You could have recruited me with a fishing pole, or at that matter, because I was looking. And I got started, and I was really excited. But I didn't do anything. It actually took me 5 months before I recruited my first prepaid legal associate and sold my first prepaid legal membership. But I'm the testimonial that no matter how long it takes you to get started, you can still finish the race. And so, signed up at the age of 19. I celebrated my 24th birthday last week. It's amazing how over the last 4 years during my journey, I had lots of closet crying moments. There's no doubt that you will have them in your business. It's not whether you will or you won't. It's whether or not you're willing to come back out and fight for what you believe in. I see so many people go through this business, and they want the breakthroughs, but they don't want to go through the breakdowns. And that's like saying you want the rainbow, but you don't want any rain. And here's what I know to be true in your prepaid legal business is, last August 2005, I was not even a qualified executive director. I never had a month where I made over $4,000 in my first 3 years. And to go from that 12 months later, not qualified, making $1,200 that month, to now wearing the prestigious six-figure ring with prepaid legal services. Here's what I know. Everything changed. Cars changed. Trips changed. Clothes changed. Vacations change, zip code change, everything changes. And I set a goal in Oklahoma City. I came back from Oklahoma City with a bus of 54 people we drove from Los Angeles that we chartered. And I came back and I said, I'm going to get my six-figure ring by the Las Vegas convention. I had no idea how I was going to do it, but I put it out to too many people. And I made the commitment, and I also made a consequence. I said, if I didn't get my six-figure ring, since I've never signed a W-2, never been employed in my life, I said, if I do not receive my $100,000 ring in Las Vegas, I have to go work part-time at McDonald's until I do. So, no, you cannot have fries with that. The last 30 days, 17 new frontline recruits. I always wondered why Brian Crothers was always so puzzled why people never went out and just did what they know they could do. Now I know. I had my first $3,000 day last week. Hey, guys, we got to dream bigger. And here's what I do know, that when your memories are more dear to you than your dreams, you are already dead. But follow through with your commitments. Make sure that the tongue in your mouth matches the one in your shoes. And I know that the truth will set you free, but first it'll probably piss you off. And the only challenge you will have in your prepaid legal business is the conversation you have with yourself. You guys know you talk to yourself, right? Some of you guys are like, I don't talk to myself. That's the one. Because it's not the enemy that's really the challenge, it's the inner me. And here's what I've come to find out over the last 4 years. That self-doubt, that talk, I don't know if I can, I don't think it can happen for me. You know what, you say to that, you say, thanks for sharing, and go do it anyway. And here's the bottom line. When you have obstacles in your business, build a bridge and get over it. Don't worry about being pushy. Worry about being poor. People will tell you, all those people, illegal people, they're all about the money. No, we're just not about poverty, guys. Don't be afraid of failure. Seek it out. Don't be afraid to laugh at yourself when you screw it up. Laugh with them. Be like, I'm sorry. That was really bad. Some people will reach for the stars, and others will go out there and pull the stars to them. And when you're going through your journey and looking forward and knowing, having those thoughts, I don't know if I can do this. Remember, when you look back, this was my thought was, but I can't go back. I will not go back. Say it with me. I will not go back. And if you can't go back, then you must go. And if you must go forward, then failure is not an option. And if failure is not an option, then success is inevitable. Thank you so much. God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, $100,000 ring winner, Mr. Jesse Mack.
Test, test, test. Check. 1, 2. How we doing?
Good?
Great.
All right. So we got a couple hours here to cover a lot of information, and excited to be here. And really, it's humbling to be here because, you know, you have so many incredible leaders in this marketplace. And that's one thing that I would say is don't take for granted your leadership. You guys are so fortunate to have leaders in this marketplace. And to those that traveled to be here today, I want to give a quick shout out to Boise in the house. So, and, you know, for making the commitment to come down here and, you know, to be where the fire is and get connected no matter what, where the information is. It's funny because some people will drive 5-6 hours to come get the information. There's people that live 5-6 minutes away that, like, couldn't find it, you know. So, you know, the commitment factor is great. And, you know, your leadership here, it's funny because in my backyard, they don't listen to me anymore. You know, and I appreciate the applause. It's funny because in my backyard, they're like, Jesse McPherson. Everyone's like, oh, it's Jesse. It's just Jesse. It's J-Mac. You know, like that, you know, there's, because you can't be a prophet in your own backyard. And I bring a Dave Hall into town and people freak out, you know. I mean, it's serious. He has security guards. They don't let him carry his bags. You know, he gets, you know, he's like a celebrity when he comes into town, and because he is, and because he is that good in prepaid legal services, and that's one of the leaders that you have in this marketplace. So do not take your leadership for granted. Even though you see him all the time and you see some of your leadership all the time, make sure that you don't forget. I want you to think about if they weren't here, what you would have to do to build your prepaid legal business. They said, oh, sorry guys, we're packing up, we're moving to Southern California, we're out of here. Good luck. Now what are you responsible for? They have the system and the infrastructure in place that has the track that you just get to run on. They've created the groundwork that you get to just basically build into. And for that, you need to make sure that you never forget the fact that what your leadership has done for you to be able to build your prepaid legal business. So for that, I thank you for all that you do for prepaid legal. So, oh, come on. That was pathetic. Come on. This is, you know, this, seriously. Jeez. See what I'm talking about? And they're like, yeah, it's just Dave, you know. D. Hall, you know. I know. I wish there was something we could do around that. But, well, first off, I guess, for the next couple hours, I guess I want to ask you know, there's a lot of people here in this room, people from all different walks of life, all different backgrounds, all different educations, you know, so it's challenging when you're speaking to a group, big group of people because, you know, all of you need different things in your business. And, you know, so not everything I can say applies to each and every one of you, but I try to kind of cover the gamut from new to experienced so that way I can give value to all of you that are here in some form or fashion. And just know that, you know, if I say something that isn't meant for you or if I say something that offends you, just know it wasn't meant for you. It was meant for the person next to you. Is that okay? I'm going to ask for your permission to coach. Can I just do that for the next couple hours? Are you guys open to this? Okay. And, you know, I'm very ignorant in a lot of things in life. I'm a young guy. I haven't done a whole lot, but I know prepaid pretty well. I spent a lot of hours inside of this company, inside trainings just like this, sitting in the front row, taking notes for years and years and years and years and years, studying this information and studying network marketing and how to build a sustainable business long term. So I think I have some things that I can pass on to you that hopefully will help today. And so hopefully you're taking notes today. If you don't have something to write on or write with, I encourage you to grab something, because I promise you, you will not remember most of this information. And since you're here anyway, here's the thing that I will tell you, and I hope this doesn't come across too harsh. If you're not taking notes, you will fail prepaid legal. Just, I don't want to be mean or upfront. And for those of you guys that are new, if you're not even sure you want to do this, you're just kind of like, well, let's check it out, then that's fine. I'm not saying you have to take notes, but I am letting you know I have yet to meet a six-figure ring earner that doesn't have notebooks of experience, because it's not how good you get, it's how many people you can help get good by simply passing on the information. And so today, listen today not as a student, but as a teacher of this information, as if you had to do this training tomorrow, how would you take notes? Just throwing that out there, just a recommendation. You don't have to, but something I would recommend. You can ignore everything I say today, by the way. I wouldn't advise it. But when it comes to prepaid legal services today, I think it's kind of like trying on clothes. I'm going to throw a bunch of things at you. And like when you go, to the mall, or you go somewhere to, before you buy something, you typically do what first? You try it on. So here's the thing I want to do. I'm going to throw a bunch of things at you. If it fits, take it home. If it doesn't, leave it here. Does that make sense? It's kind of like a buffet. When you go to a buffet, do you take everything at the buffet? No. The answer is no. You don't take everything from the buffet, Right? Yeah. No, okay? You go around and you take what you like and you leave the rest. Is that okay? All right, so I'm going to give you the information here, but before I do so, I have some things that I'd love to talk about, but I want to know if there's anything that you specifically want to know, and I'll do my best to incorporate it into the training here today, because, I've got things that I think will help you, but also I want to know about, what it is that you think maybe is holding you back, or questions you've had. And there's, no stupid question. I may answer it right away if it's a quick answer. If I'm going to cover it, I'll mention that, or I'll try to find a way to include it into today's training. So does anyone have any questions about prepaid or their business or anything? I want to kind of open the floor here. Yes, sir. That's fine. Standing's good.
How do you build a business quickly? How do you build momentum quickly and then keep it out?
Yeah, momentum quick and keep. Okay. All right. Perfect. Any other questions? Yeah.
Maybe you can explain why it's important, especially for yourself, is why do they need to come back to business week even if they don't have guests?
Okay, got it. So why the briefing? Why come every week even if you don't have a guest, right? Okay, why come to even though you don't have a guest? Yes, sir.
What to do after your organization has kind of stalled a little bit and you've already been through your warm list, how you reignite?
Okay, so you've kind of been through your warm list, you've built, and right now you're at a stall or a lull or kind of a down cycle. How do you create a momentum? Okay, so from that place, okay. All right, so, okay, perfect. Downtime. Okay, yeah.
If you were to map out the perfect 6 months for an associate event, this should
Whoa, perfect 6 months?
And maybe benchmarks, what would you lay out a map for?
Perfect 6 months. Ooh. I'm going to answer that question right now. It's different for everybody because everyone gets into prepaid and has different goals. So.
I mean, like events they should focus on to have the best chance of success, which are the first 6 months.
It's different for everybody. It really is, because if someone gets into prepaid and says, I want to make $100 a month, I'm not going to tell them that they need to attend every event, because I actually don't think that's incongruent with their goal, and I might overwhelm them with too much stuff and actually force somebody that could be a walker that may eventually be a runner or a sprinter out of the business by giving them too much, because I don't want to overwhelm people. I want to give them a game plan that's for what's important for them. Don't try to get people to run at your pace. Get them to run at their pace, and when they choose to and they like what they see, they'll amp up their speed. Okay, so help them get what they want first, and then they'll move them up. But I'll give you kind of a snapshot. I mean, the 6 months, it's the 10 core commitments. Weekly meeting, weekly training, 2 exposures. It's the perfect 6 months is do the 10 core commitments. Instead of thinking about them and, kind of shortchanging them, do them from day one, So, hopefully I can answer that a little bit more in detail. Yes?
How do you get out of your own way?
How do you get out of your own way? Like these. No, I'm just saying. okay, so get out of own way. For a lot of people, you just need like a mute button. you know, on yourself, you know, like when you hit that threshold, like, you know, mentally in yourself, you're like, I'm saying too much, but you can't stop talking, you know, right? You're like, you know it. You're like, oh, I know I shouldn't be saying all this, but I just, you know, and you just need to be like, here's the thing that I heard somebody say the other day. I found out if you stop in the middle of your conversation and you can catch yourself, they'll be curious to find out the information. If you go into being like, oh, this is da 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 da, I'll be like, and you go, you know what? I don't want to ruin it for you. Check this out. You know, something like that, hopefully. That's just an exposure. I know getting out of your own way is more bigger than that, I understand. Okay, but yes. Closing PBRs. Okay, here's a nugget I got from one of our six-figure ring owners on that subject, closing a private business reception. Before the PBR starts, you know, we spend about a few minutes kind of creating culture, getting to know the people there, and let's say I'm the expert at a PBR for my associate. Here's what we do. We say, I edify, obviously, the DVD, and what we do is we pass out applications to everyone before the DVD starts, and we give them pins, and I have them tell them to turn it over. And what we ask them to do is this. Hey, listen, we're going to talk about two things here today, about our services as well as our business. And if you think of anybody that could benefit from these services, go ahead and jot their name down. And if you can think of anyone that can benefit from this business, go ahead and jot their name down. So if anything pops in your head. Now, whether they write anything or not, it's irrelevant. It's the fact I ask the question, they're going to think about it. And so what happens is during the PBR, they're already creating their list. And at the end of the PBR, they've already got an application in their hand and they already got a pin. You know, which I love. So at the end of the presentation, it's, you know, kind of what did you like best? Go to the most positive person. Be like, hey, so, you know, where do you want your checks mailed to? You know, I mean, there's a few kind of closing questions. You just need to be assumptive in the very beginning. And then if they've got questions, you fill in the blanks. And, you know, if they're not ready to sign up, that's okay. Don't force people. Just get them to the next event, the next exposure. So, but that's something to help out. Yes. Yes. How do you get people to the CPR? Okay. I'll talk about that. Yeah. Accountability calls, very effective. Do them. Yes. Right. Right. Okay. We use a document called a phase one document. I don't know if you use something similar to that, or it's just a one page, you know, kind of few steps in getting started the right way. So that's the document that I go through with everyone, and then I give them the Building Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn is the first thing that I give everybody, because I think it inoculates them as to kind of what they're going to experience in such a great way. And I tell them to listen to this for the first 30 days. Some people do, some people don't, but those that do usually have a better chance of making it. I usually try to, instead of teaching them how to do the business, I try to just kind of re-educate their expectations, because most people's expectations in the beginning are, number one, they think they're going to make $1 million by Friday. Number two, they think everyone they introduce this to is going to sign up right away. And number three, they think everyone that joins is actually going to be a superstar. And those are all three things that we know are false, you know, right? So I just kind of re-educate them and be like, hey, guess what? It's a process, but what we're going to do is sort through the deck, find you some aces, okay? And so we're not looking for everyone. Some people will be negative, positive. It doesn't really matter. We're just looking for the few that get it right now, because that's when an opportunity is. If everyone saw an opportunity right now, you and I wouldn't have the opportunity that we have. So right now, we're just looking for the few people that get it and understand it. So I kind of prepare them for some of the things, to what to expect. And then what we're doing is I'm kind of hand-walking them through all their exposures and making sure I'm in contact with them over the first few days, first few weeks, making sure that they're not butchering it really bad. But they will anyway. It's just kind of part of the process. So there was a question back here. Yes. PD, personal development. Yes. Was there a question behind that? Because I agree with you. Yes, personal development. Talk about it. Okay, cool. PD, it's on my subject. All right. Any last questions? Yes. I got to get these in. Yeah.
I find it very awkward to get the phone number for the follow-up.
Ooh, yeah, phone number. You mean from cold market? Yeah, from somebody you don't know. Right. What's the area code here? 801 or 435. Perfect. Oh, this is one of my favorite things. Okay, so it's 801 or 435. Okay. What? 385. Whatever. It's irrelevant to what I'm about to say. So, you know, if you're out and about and you're meeting somebody, here's what I do. You know, you get a chance to meet them. Usually, I usually say complimenting people on something is always a great idea, you know. So if you're not complimenting people, then you should try that. You know, number one income earner says to do that, so it's a good idea. I'm meeting somebody. You have Starbucks. I'm at Jamba Juice. I'm somewhere, and we're in a conversation, or we talk about prepaid, or, you know, whatever your pitch is, it's fine. Hey, our company's looking for some people. You know, are you open to earning extra income? Are you open to earning extra money? Kind of whatever you want to say. It doesn't really matter as long as it fits your style and you are and you feel comfortable with it. And basically what I say is, oh, hey, my name's Jesse, by the way, you know, what's your name, John? And they ask, what is it, or, you know, or, you know, all that stuff, you know, here's basically what I say. I say, well, you know, hey, John, listen, now's not really the time nor the place. I got to get going or I got to go. But listen, I'd love to chat with you more. What's a good place to get back in contact with you? Is it 801 or 438? It doesn't matter. And guess what? No matter, if you just need two area codes. And what they'll do is they'll give you the rest of their number every time. They'll go, oh, it's 801. And then you just go, okay. And they give you the rest of it. Just make up another area code. Oh, if there's only one area code, then just be like, are you 805 or 801, you know, or whatever your area code is, you know? So, hey, but here's the thing I'm saying is, look, I'd love to chat with you more about it. What's the best place to get back to you? And automatically when you say, what's the place to get back to you? I'm not asking for phone number. Their brain thinks, well, my cell phone, you know? So, and then when you look down and you basically say, it's 805, right? Or 801. 805 was an area code that I lived in. So, it's 805, right? And just sit down and write 805. And then they just give you the rest of their number. You know, so not, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but 98% probably. So anyway, that's just a small tip. So yes. Yeah. Yeah. I find a lot more new motivated people. Because here's the interesting thing: the people that you just saw in Oklahoma City on my team. Probably 90% of them you won't see in this Oklahoma City. As much as you thought we had culture, they all quit anyway. And I just found new people. But how do you create culture? Know the color of the carpet in their home. Know their spouse's names. Know their kids' names. Get to know who they are as a person. And make sure that they know that you're there for them, even through their failures. Because here's the thing I found out. If they don't feel like if they don't feel comfortable or safe enough to fail in front of you, then you'll never be able to work with them. Because this business is about failing. And if they don't feel comfortable enough to fall down in front of you, then when they're embarrassed, they won't call you and they'll join the witness protection program and quit prepaid legal services. Not because they can't make it, just because they're embarrassed that they feel like they messed up. They don't want to let you down a lot of times. So, anyway. So, just a couple things. So, anyway, last two questions, then I'm going to get into this. I'm going to do my best. I don't think I can do it all in an hour and a half, but I'm going to try. Yeah. Great, I'll write that down and be like, great, yeah, but what's the best place to contact you so I can call you? And then if they're like, well, I don't give out my phone number, be like, okay, then I don't have time to talk to you. And I walk away. I mean, that's just... Posture, write this down in your notes, and we talk about this later, posture. I found out when you have a posture, you can get away with anything. In the beginning, in prepaid service, I was so petrified to talk to people, I literally was like, please take this. You know, I mean, literally with the DVDs, those are the tools. Do I have a DVD? I already brought it. Does anyone have a DVD I can borrow? Okay. And then my pitch went to, at least with Coldmark, my pitch more went from, you know, please take this, to, hey, my company makes me give out two of these a day. Please just take it, you know, right? And then it went to, my company pays me to hand these out. And then it went to, hey, you know where the Starbucks is? It's down there. And if they were nice, I would say, hey, you're really sweet. Thank you so much. I wanted to give you something. And then it went to, hey, I don't know, are you open to an opportunity? And then it transitioned, like, this is over years, you know, that it transitioned. And then it got to the point where I kind of got my pitch down. And then after a while, I found out you can get away with anything, you know. Like, nowadays, I don't even really have to say much. I say, hey, listen, you work here full time? Yeah. And then I go, write down your number. I need your number. And I don't know why, but the little finger wave thing really works for me. It's no joke. I do this all the time. My wife does it. She's like, you're just ridiculous. You know? Like, seriously, I'm just like, hey, just all right, here, write down your number. What do you need? I need to talk to you later. And I just take their number and I leave. You know, right? Okay? I'm serious. I was at an after event one day and this woman came up. They're like, you guys seem like you have a lot of fun. What do you do? And I was like, we build big pyramids. She goes, what? You know, I said, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like one of those networking things where you can make a lot of money if you build an organization. And she was like, oh, are you looking for investors? I was like, yeah, it's about $249. She was like, okay, call me later. When you have enough posture, you can get away with saying anything, okay, because you don't care. Like if you're making $20,000 a month in prepaid legal, how would you react? react that way now. Most people are just so needy. And the other thing is this, is I know because that's what I was for years. Okay? So it's a process. You don't gain that posture in one day. It's not how it happens. So anyway, last question? Any last question? Last question? Yes. I got OKC. Yep. Yeah, goal setting. Goal setting is a whole subject in itself. I would probably, there's some great books on goal setting because it's a great process. Most people don't do goal setting, they do goal wishing. You know, and by goal wishing, they say, I want this. But wanting is never enough because everyone wants to be rich. You know, so wanting can't be enough. It's the plan behind it. So what I mean by that is, do you have a plan of action behind it that actually categorizes what you need to do on a daily basis to hit that goal? And if you just have a goal set, I want to be ED, but you don't have a plan of what you need to do every day when you wake up to hit that goal, you don't actually, you haven't set a goal, you set a wish, which is a very big difference. And there's nothing wrong with setting things that you want, okay, but it's not truly a goal until it's on paper, you've written out, you've got the possible obstacles, your solutions for overcoming it, every action step necessary to plan it through, and you're following through with your plan. And you may need to adjust your target date for what you want to hit, but, you know, that's kind of the process. And goals, usually one of the great things that I like is rewards, consequences. I'm a reward, consequence guy. If I hit a goal, I get a reward. If I don't, I have a consequence attached to it or something like that. Okay, great. I'm going to get into it. You guys ready? Okay, so we got a lot of stuff to cover, okay? And where are we at? Well, first things first, okay? And before we get into some of the how-tos in prepaid legal services, let's talk about one of the most important things, which is the why, okay? Because reasons come first, answers come second. You find a big enough reason why, you will figure out how, okay? Now, as I get into the information, I hope you're taking notes, so do me a favor, everyone turn to your neighbor and say you're going to learn something. All right, good. Okay. Turn back to your neighbor and say it's about time. It's about time. I've been waiting for you to get this, you know, right? Okay, so, okay. Now, when it comes to the why, here's something that's really, 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 really important, okay? Like I said, reasons come first, answers come second. Why build prepaid legal services? Well, let's talk about the ways that you earn income here in the United States of America. Most of you guys have seen this, yes? Do you know what this stands for? I'll get there in a minute, okay? All right, so basically, here's how this works, okay? This is what we call the what? Cash flow quadrant. If you haven't read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, put it in your notes, pick it up and buy it. Okay? All right? Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Cash flow quadrant. Unless someone's going to pay all your business expenses or your income expenses for the rest of your life, you have to earn money. Yes? So if you have to earn income, you can only do it really, in Robert Kiyosaki says, in four categories. And the E stands for what? Employee. And as an employee, the cap is about $50,000 a year. Can you make more as an employee? Yes, but very, very few do. Okay? So it's about 90 plus, it's way over 90% of the population earns less than 50 grand a year. Okay? Now, S stands for what? Self-employed, doctors, attorneys, real estate agents, okay, usually takes a lot of school or takes a lot of talent, usually, or sales experience to be self-employed. Self-employed people work very hard because they don't want to work for someone else. They want to work for themselves. But the key thing in the self-employed category is if you want it done right, do it yourself, all right? So, okay. The challenge with both the E and the S quadrant is the fact that if an employee doesn't show up for work, even a CEO or self-employed, you know, doctor doesn't see patients, real estate agents don't sell houses, you know, for whatever it is, okay, lack of talent or a weird market, how much money do you make in these categories if you don't, you know, show up or don't sell? Zero. So how many assets do they have? One, which is who? Themselves, right? So if they don't go to work, they don't get paid, right? Now, again, nothing wrong with these categories, but the B stands for what? Big business, not business, okay? There's a difference between business and big business, okay? Big business, so Robert Kiyosaki says, is 500-plus employees. Now, is prepaid legal a big business? Yes. It can be. The day you sign up, is it, though?
No.
No, because you don't sign up and give you 500 people. You know, it doesn't work that way, okay? Because you'd screw them all up. All right? You know, you got to practice first on the first few, all right? But here's how this works. A big business, okay? To create a big business, the two things that big businesses rely on are leverage and systems, okay? That's how they build big business. Leverage and systems. Without these two things, you can't build big business because you need to have standardization. Probably McDonald's is a perfect example of that. All right. Now, are they hiring five-star chefs at McDonald's? No. Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you a question. If you think of the greatest hamburger in your entire life, you're probably not thinking about a Big Mac. You know? I hope not. God, I hope not. Right? Okay. So, but what I mean by that is this, is do they sell more hamburgers, though, than anyone on the planet? Absolutely, because they have an incredible amount of leverage and an incredible delivery system, okay, to get to the end user. Very simple system. Billion-dollar corporation. I know the Catholic Church and McDonald's have been fighting over who owns the most real estate in the entire world, okay, and they're kind of back and forth on it. But the reason why I say this is McDonald's isn't in the business of selling hamburgers. They're in the business of having real estate, okay? meaning having locations. They don't try to get one burger's joint to sell more hamburgers. They just open up one two blocks down the street. In Southern California, they don't try to get the same Starbucks to sell more coffee. They just open up one around the corner. So they have more distribution points where people have access to buying their particular product or service. Now, the ingenious behind it is it's a billion-dollar corporation run by teenagers. I don't know if you guys know this, right? Okay? When you really think about it, you could take someone from Tokyo and transplant them here in Utah, and McDonald's down the street, they could run the whole show because it's the same system, right? Now, has anyone here worked at McDonald's or worked at a McDonald's? Okay? Right? So the majority have not. But let me ask you a question. Do me a favor. Everyone close your eyes. Walk into Mickey D's. Okay? Smell the fries. Close your eyes. Everyone do me a favor. Point to where the French fry machine is. It's over there. Why is that? Because it's always over there, right? Because the McFlurries are on the right with the bathrooms around the corner. True? True. Okay? Now, here's what's amazing about this. Check this out. I want you guys to get this. All right? So, hamburgers come in what color wrapper? White. Cheeseburgers, what color? Yellow. Fish filet comes in. But now it's in a... 98% of you have not worked at McDonald's yet. It's so simple, even you know their system. Do you get this? That's how simple their system is. Standardization. And it's when it gets on that point in prepaid legal services where people that haven't even been in prepaid legal services go, well, I could do that. That makes sense. Of course I get that. Okay? Is when things really take off. So really what we're doing is it's easy to complicate business. The genius behind this business is keeping it simple. Okay? And that's what I want to talk to you guys a little bit about here today. But I stands for what? Anyone know? Sure. These are people that purely have their money working for them. Okay? Which is awesome. You know, if you could only be in one category, what do you think would be the best to be in? Investors. But what do you need a lot of? Money, a lot of cash flow, okay? You need constant cash flow to continue to stay in that category, right? And that's a great place to be. Imagine you have this money. You don't work for money. Your money works for you. You just send it out there, and it comes back with more money. You're like, do it again. You know, right? I mean, that's a great place to be in. But the thing is that you need a lot of cash flow. Cash flow comes from assets. Assets, plural. Again, the first two categories, okay, you're your only asset. Now, can you get from the E and the S over to the I? You could if you're very good with your money, okay, all right, for a long, 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 long period of time, or you've lucked up and got a great, 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 you know, high-paying income for all these things, okay? Now, I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just saying when you look at for the average person to be able to build a big, big business, okay, prepaid legal services is an amazing way to do that. So what we're looking to do is we're looking to create a network. Now, in creating a network, why prepaid legal services? Here's the thing. When you get started, you have nobody on your team that's actually what we would consider core, or that's actually plugged into our system, okay? And you're like, well, I'm plugged. When you're new, you can't even count yourself yet, because you haven't committed to it, all right? So, once you commit to it, you have one person that's committed to the system. The whole goal is to help you find at least how many? Five, okay? Now, if this took a year, all right, 1 year to find your first five, all right? Now, after that, we help those five get five. How many is that? 25 get five. How many? 125 get five. How many? 625 get five. How many? 3,125 get five. How many? 15. Some of you guys never even thought about it, right? You know, okay? So, what if we get to year six, right? So if this was years, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, okay? If this was months, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, what if it was days? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Doesn't usually happen that fast, but, you know. Here's what's great about this. 3,000 people contributing to your income. Is that a good place to be? Is it better than being self-employed? You better believe it, because you got big leverage, right? Is this a big business? Yeah, here's what they said. They said if 9 out of 10 did nothing or quit or whatever, you know, attrition, because people get freaked out on this attrition thing. And here's the thing that I'm always here to tell people. Even if 9 out of 10 quit, it still works. Why is that? Because here's the thing. 90% quit, 10% stay. Beginning of the month, it's just you. You sign up 10 people, 9 quit. Oh, my God, 9 quit. This will never work. At the beginning of the month, it was just you. At the end of the month, there's one more, so there's two. So it's 90% attrition or 100% growth. You guys get that? Okay. Next month, both of you sign up 10 people each. You sign up 20. 18 quit. 90% quit. Beginning of the month, it was two. End of the month, there's four. 90% attrition or 100% growth. I don't focus on the joiners. I focus on the people that are active, that are core. That's the number that I'm looking at. Now, you got to find a lot of joiners to find people that stay committed. That's just part of the process, right? No, 90% attrition. McDonald's, good franchise to own, yes? Over 95% first-year attrition. What that means is this, 95% of the people they hire in 1 year are not working there. Does that mean the business doesn't work? No, the system works. They just need to replace the new people. OK? Okay? Same thing in your business. All right? So, 95. 9 out of 10. They sign up one member a month. Okay? All right? Out of these 300 that stay, that's $13,500 a month or $162,000 a year. Can you live off that in Utah? In Southern California, you need a roommate, but you can do it, you know? Okay? All right? $162,000 a year in passive cash. That's whether you work or, keyword being, got it. All right? So, big business. So these are your options for earning income in life. This is why prepaid legal. But more importantly, specifically, why should you do prepaid legal services? So what are some of the things, like if I just kind of just erase the stigma that you can't have success or whatever it is, and it's like we could take you back to 8 years old sitting on Santa's lap, and all of a sudden he said, what do you want? You could dream, anything you dreamed up you knew would come true. It was like I gave you a magic checkbook, and anything that you'd want, I'd write you a check for instantly right now. What would life be different about life than it is currently right now? What would it look like? What would be different in life? Okay, house, where would you live? Okay, by the beach. Where would your second home be?
Castle.
Castle, oh, that's a good one, right? What's the square footage on your home? 10,000, that's a big home, right? Some of you guys are like, that's a big home to clean. Let me help you out. You don't clean a 10,000 square foot house, because you got a personal staff, you know, right? Right? You know, so, okay. So personal chef, you got a personal masseuse, you got a personal cleaner, you got a gardener, right? All these things, yes? Right? Okay. Do people have these? Yeah. So, all right. So what's parked in your four-car garage? A Rolls, okay. All right. A Bentley, okay. What else? A Porsche? Ferrari? You know, yeah, we know Dave, a truck, you know. Right? Right, right. So, okay. So... a Prius, yeah. what's wrong with the Prius? Hey, we want to drive a Prius, there's nothing wrong with the Prius, But here's the thing. Some of you guys aren't, home, car, it's not that big of a deal for you. But let me ask you a question. You got the things that you want material in life. Now what?
Travel.
Where would you go? Okay, Fiji. Where else?
China.
Alaska. Egypt. Jerusalem. Dubai. Italy, okay, around the world, right? Okay, Okay, so I want you to get this because this is really important. When I understood this, I'm gonna get to the house. I'm gonna show you how to do prepaid. It's really simple. Okay, all right, doesn't take that long, right? But if you understand the why behind this, the house really makes sense. Okay, so here's how this works. You got all the material things in life. Some people want bigger homes than others. Some people want nicer cars than others. Whatever. You got, guys, you got your watches and your custom clothes. Ladies, you got, a closet full of shoes and purses. Yes. Okay, right? So, now, you've traveled the whole world. Been there and back again, right? Got the t-shirt. Now what? Yeah. Help people. Here's the thing I found out. Almost everybody, once they get through this list of things, almost everybody I've ever met says, man, I really want to help my family, or there's this community that I want to spend time with, or my passion and my art I want to be able to do. But I don't have to do it for the money. I want to do it just because I love it. And here's the thing I found out. Almost everybody, when they get the money out of the way, what they really want to do is serve people. But most people don't get an opportunity to do what they really want to do, what they're called to do, because they're too busy trying to pay their bills. And so usually in life, if these are all the things that you want, and this box represents the amount of income that you make, over time what happens is people conform. And it's the disease amongst humans. They start scratching off stuff as if it wasn't important to them because they think this is as big as it gets, so I'm just going to settle. It's gross, Man, I'd love to have a Bentley, but, the Civic will get me where I need to go. Nothing wrong with a Civic. But if you want to drive a BMW, should you be able to? They built it for somebody. I'd love to go to Fiji, but, I can always watch it on Discovery Channel. I can Google it and download a picture. Not the same, Man, I'd love to be able to have an education. Instead of, just teaching your kids in the history books, how would you like to take them to Egypt to see the pyramids? That's the kind of education that I want, a world education. Or man, it'd be great to help out others. It'd be great to support my family in this financial crisis, but I got to still pay my bills first. And it's funny because a lot of people think, you're selfish for trying to get rich. I think you're selfish for staying poor. That's my opinion. Bumper stickers do not change the world. People with influence and income do. Now, here's the thing. Money makes you more of what you already are. If you're a good person, you got a lot of money, you'll be a great person. If you're a jerk, you'll just be a jerk with a lot of money. It's just kind of the way that it is. Okay? So what I want to do in prepaid legal services is help more people get to this and get out of their own way. Okay? So that way they can focus on some of the things they're passionate about. And so start scratching stuff off their list. Because here's the thing. Our goal is to get this box to expand where anything you can dream up fits inside your world. And if it doesn't, you at least have the tools and the necessary resources to build it so you can. Most people are sitting in something right now that will never, ever give them what they want financially. I'm speaking finances at this particular moment. Okay? So that's our goal. This is why prepaid legal services to me. Does this make sense? Okay, so I'm going to go more into my story individually, but you got to figure out what's in it for you. You know, why are you here? Because when people get started in prepaid, they say, I want to make more money. Really? I would have never guessed. You know, what, do you want a whole bunch of money so you can roll around in it? No, that's not why you want it. It's not an end. It's a means to an end. Meaning, what do you want to use it for? Okay, so are we all good?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so, because some of you guys are looking at me like you're already pissed off. Okay, are you okay? Okay, we got to work on something here, Salt Lake. I come from the entertainment capital of the world, okay? And I don't know why, but all of a sudden when people start watching speakers and trainers, and this happens not as much in Southern California that I see, but everywhere I go, people all of a sudden slip into, like, TV mode, and it's like you're watching television. And so I think you forget that I can see you. I don't know if you know. Just letting you know. Because, Sarah, if it was just me and you, and I was like, hey, does that make sense? And you just looked at me like this, I'd be concerned for you. So, you got to give me something, okay? You got to let me know that we're on track or not. That's fine, too. So, if I say something, just for me, you know, if nothing else, okay? So, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Love you. Okay. So, let's get into how to build prepaid. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Okay? So, everyone sit up in a peak state, get on the edge of your seat, get ready to take some notes, look at your neighbor, if they're not sitting up, attentive, ready to go, adjust them. Okay? All right? Here's prepaid legal services. Okay? Okay? This is what I was taught. All right? This is the system I was taught. 2213 plus me. Okay? 2213 plus me. 2213 plus me. Two. What was the two stand for? They said I need to do two exposures a day. Two exposures a day. All right. Now let me talk about a little bit about exposures here. Okay. The first thing to know about exposing people to prepaid legal services is it's not you explaining the information. And everyone write this down. Third party is the best party. Is the best party. Okay. Write that down. By the way, I can't spell. It's kind of a problem, but whatever. So if I just write something weird, you know, like party, you know. I actually learned that from John Malott. Anyone know John Malott?
Yeah.
You know, $250,000 ring earner prepaid. And, you know, same thing, you know, GED, you know. And it's funny because he trains all the time. And it's so funny because you'll see him go like, edification. And I thought he was doing it for the joke factor. And afterwards I was like, why do you do that? And he was like, because I don't know how to spell it. And I was like, but you're a professional speaker. You should probably learn that, right? And he was like, well, Jess, would you rather say I am smart or I is a millionaire? Good point, John. Good point. So, from now on, duplicatable, you know, right? Okay. So anyway, third party. The key thing here with third party is, write this down, duplication. Okay? Duplication nation. You want to get a business to go from 1 to 5 to 25 to 125 to thousands of people, you need to do something that's very, what we will call duplicable or duplicatable. However, I don't know, I think we made up that word. Okay? But regardless of which, it's using third parties. So we use tools to show people the information. Now, the definition of a tool is something that allows you to accomplish the same job a lot easier. Can you imagine a carpenter coming to build your house and showed up with no tools? You know, and be like, hey, where's your tools? Oh, I don't use any. I use my teeth. What's up? You know, right? Okay? Not so good, right? Okay? you're going to get hurt. A lot of pain involved, right? Okay. And in prepaid legal services, you must have tools to build your business, right? Or ammunition, sometimes, as we refer to it. Can you imagine a soldier going to war with no ammunition? You know, it's probably not going to win that war, okay? You have to have something to kind of fight this battle, all right? So here's the thing, tools. So we have tools. Now, what are some of the tools that we have? DVD, what else? Flip chart, yeah, what else? Website, what else? Yep, magazine, okay? Yep, we have a sizzle call, which are great. Now, here's the thing. Don't tell people, hey, be like, hey, Ryan, hey, listen, I have something that you need to listen to. I'm going to sizzle you on a call real quick. You know, just, I wouldn't call it a sizzle call. It's company overview or whatever, all right? So these are our, kind of our most famous tools, okay? Those five, and those are the kind of the only ones that I think are a third-party tool, all right? So I'm going to get into another topic here in a little bit. But as far as making your list, so write this down, make a list. All right. Now, what I'm looking to do is this. And when I get started with somebody, is they may have to make a list of at least 50 people. Everyone knows 50 people. If they don't know 50 people, they're lying to you. Okay? Because here's what I do with a new person. I ask them to take out their cell phone. Say, hey, give me your phone. You know? So, Scott, you have your phone on you? It's right here. Oh, you're recording? That's okay. All right. So, when I grab a new person, I ask them to jump, I just grab their phone. Now, most phones I know how to operate by this time. Okay? All right. So, what I'll do is this. I'll go here and I'll go. Except for. That's the phone. How do I go to contacts? All contacts. There we go. Okay? And here's what I do with people, you know? Because they say, write down a list of everyone you know, and they bring five people, you know? And then I just grab, hey, give me your phone. What kind of phone do you have? Give me your phone. You know? And they give me your phone, and I go, okay. And I just go to their contacts, and they go, wee. Who are all these people, and how do they get in your phone? You know? Okay? And I'll just literally go through their phone with them. And I'll just start with A, you know? Like, who's Amanda? You know, oh, she's my friend. Okay, great. And all I'm going to find out is she somebody you feel comfortable inviting over to your place so we can show this to her? Yeah. Or if he says no, then great. Well, you know, at least send her, you know, have her check out the website. Do you feel comfortable at least giving her the DVD? Yeah. So all I'm going to do is we're just going to go through every single person in their phone book, you know, write them down, and write down what tool we're going to give them. That's it. Okay? And then we're going to follow up with that action plan. So what I'm going to start with, though, is 50. And the reason why 50 is just a good number because it reminds me of this all the time. All right? Deck of cards. How many cards are in this deck? 54. Because there's two jokers. Yes. Okay. All right. Now, in this deck of cards, how many aces are there? Four. Unless you're Hunter Gray. What I mean by that is this. Is Hunter was trying to pull off my... This is my thing. And one of my recruits, Hunter Gray, he was doing this training. And before he went on stage, I removed all the aces from his deck. So he's sitting here trying to give an example of that. As long as you keep going through the cards, you'll find an ace. And he's sitting here going like this. As long as you keep going, you will find an ace. I mean, you may have to go all the way through the deck, but sometimes this happens, you know, you don't find them till the very, and you can see him going, what is going on? Great. So anyway, but if you have an actual deck of cards, how many aces are in here? Good. Are we going to argue that? No. Now, if I said, let's play a game, I'm going to give you this deck of cards and I'll give you $100 for every ace you find. $100 for every ace you find in the deck. All right. So that'd be a pretty good game to play, right? Because you know how much money you're about to make. $400, because you know there's four aces in the deck, right? Can you imagine, though, if you gave me the deck with that game, and I go, let me see here, 6, 5, 5, this is a scam. This doesn't work? Well, probably, right? Because you know. Now, here's the thing. Are there aces in this deck? But this is what people do in prepaid legal services all the time. They talk to three people. They talk to their friend John. Their friend John says no. In the beginning, the no's hurt. I know. Okay? Because we're emotionally attached to it. You know, so your friend says no. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's like you get wounded. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, walk it off. You know? Oh. You know? Finally, a week later, you've courage, you know, the courage to call a second person. You get a 5. They're like, no. You know, you're like, oh. Oh. But your recovery time is a little less. It only takes you 3 days to recover now. Talk to one more person. It's a 5. You know? They're like, that's a scam. And you're like, oh. Hold on. And this is when the call comes to the sponsor. Dave. Hey, it's Jess. Hey, listen, I don't think this thing's going to work out. Why is that, Jess? I've talked to everybody I know. Nobody gets it, you know? How many guys have done this, honestly, right? Okay? So, here's the thing. If I go through the deck of cards, am I going to find the aces? Yes, but what most people do is they try to... Oh, look at that. Ace is the next one, okay? All right? So, most people try to convince people that aren't aces to be aces. Don't try to convince a seven to be an ace. I'm not saying they're not an ace in life. They're just not an ace. This is a fit for them. I'm looking for the lookers. I'm not trying to... Look, write this down in your notes. Professional sort, amateurs convince. Okay? So, I'm going through the deck to find me some aces, okay? People that get it right away. If they get it, great. If they don't, I don't really care, right? Now, let's talk about objections real quick, because you're going to get hit with some. No time for that. Okay, objections. One of the easiest things I talk about objections is a game we call tennis, okay? All right, there's three ways to deal with objections. One is just to ignore it. Your kids are great at this. Mommy, can I get this? No. And then 3 minutes later, Mommy, can I get this? All right? Fine. All right? So, number two, is a thing we call feel, felt, found. I know how you feel. I felt the same way, and here's what I found out. And you're just basically planting a story. Facts tell stories. Okay? Number three, I call it tennis. All right? And these are all things that I learned sitting in classes just like this. All right? So, in the game of tennis, anyone ever played tennis? The rest of you know what it is, though, right? Okay? All right? You know what it is, yes? Okay, good. All right? Checking? All right? Now, here's how this works. So, I serve the ball on one side, they hit the ball back, they hit the ball until someone messes up, right? So, if someone serves you up an objection, they hit the ball on your side of the court, what a lot of people do in prepaid legal services when someone gives an objection is they try to defend the company because you're trying to defend prepaid legal. And I know, because when I got started in prepaid, when I got objections, I used to get upset, you know? I used to get, like, hurt. And then I swung to the other side of the pendulum when somebody was negative about prepaid legal services, I got pissed off. And I, you know, it was like I went to fight them. They were like, prepaid's a scam. I was like, no, it's not. You're a scam. You know, right? I just get mad. And that's not working. That's like if someone serves you up an objection, you throw the racket. You're like, what? You don't win the game that way. You know what I mean? Right? Okay? So, here's what we want to do. In order to win the game in tennis, you just got to hit the ball back in their court until they mess up. So, if someone serves you up an objection, all you got to do is hit the ball back. How do you hit it back? Just repeat what they said and act like you don't know exactly what they meant. That's all. Okay? And anyone seen puppies when they get confused? They're like, hmm. Just practice the face. Everyone do me a favor. Tilt a little eyebrow. Hmm. You know? Or you can do it if you're just, like, if you smell something. Hmm. You know? Like, something a little weird. You know? Okay? So when someone says something that you just don't know how to react to, this is all you do. Someone says, well, that's a scam. Whatever that is. Okay? Which I'm going to talk about in a minute. All right? So, you know, click. They hit the ball over to you. All you do is just repeat and go, scam. Now it's on their side. Let them talk about it. Because most people that say that have no idea what they're talking about. Well, yeah, you know. Well, the people at the top make all the money. People at the top make all the money. Well, yeah, you know. I know. But this works for anything. I don't have the money. You don't have the money. Well, I mean, I got the money. So you got the money? Yeah. You can do this with anything. Do this with your spouse. Don't do it a lot, though, because they'll get pissed off. You know? So I'm serious. You know? Hey, babe, you want to go to the movies? Go on to go to the movies. Well, I mean, I just want to know if you know, were interested in going out tonight. You know, right? So you want to eat in? Do I want to eat in? I mean, I just figured it might be a good thing to, you know? So, anyway, have some fun with this, right? Even if they don't sign up, you'll have a better time. Okay? So, objections, a couple things here, very simple. So how many exposures a day?
Two.
And what do we use? Third-party tools. Tools. Okay? All right? Because here's the thing I found out. The DVD does the presentation right every time. Your mouth skips all the time. All right? So, don't mess that up. All right? A couple other things here is objections. So you're going to have a bunch of people from yeses and nos and everything in between. It's the in-between people that mess most people up, though, because yeses are pretty obvious. Yes. Just don't get freaked out. Like, if you show this to someone, they're like, awesome, how do I get started? Don't be like, really? You know, that's the only way to really mess that up, okay? If someone's negative, they're negative. And here's the thing, not everything's for everybody, and that's okay, all right? Don't worry so much about that. It's the in-between people that most people get tripped up on. What do I do with this person? I've called them 16 times. How come they're not calling me back? They said they were going to do it, you know, or whatever it is. And I'm saying is you're trying to get a five to be an ace. And it just means that they're just maybe not the right time for them right now. They're not serious. They're not committed. You know, they're kind of just all over the place. I call them noodles. You know, they're just kind of, bleh. You know, I don't, you guys know those people? They just can't make a commitment. They can't, you know, or they say they're going to do something and they don't do it. How many of you guys know some of those people? Yeah, I'll watch it tonight. Did you watch it? No. You know, right? So, hey, can you come to, you know, so you want to do it? I don't know. You know, they're just like, Well, can you come to the meeting this week? I don't know. You know, they're just... So there's negatives and no's and noodles. So the next time you run across somebody that's wishy-washy, you know, when your response is, hey, what happened to John? Oh, he's a noodle. You know, so that way you're good. All right? Okay? Now, in terms of the number two exposures a day. The second thing is two events a week. Okay? So, events. Now, the events that I'm speaking with in two events is your business briefing and your builder's training. Okay? So, you guys just launched that, yes? Okay? So, here's what's exciting about this. Weekly meeting, weekly training. All right? There's a guy named Jeff Olson, made tens of millions of dollars, talks about this concept, pretty good stuff. Okay? But here's the thing in terms of this. Weekly briefing, weekly training. All right? I have never met anybody in the history of prepaid legal services that made $1 million that didn't go to their weekly briefing every week. Just haven't met them yet. Okay? And this is where you learn the presentation. Again, facts tell stories, sell. Do you guys agree with me? If you're going to make a lot of money in prepaid legal services, you need to get pretty good at doing a presentation. Yeah. Now, where do you think you can go every week to learn how to do a good presentation? The weekly business briefing. Okay? You know, in the associations, with or without a guest. Okay? So, if the environment is the association, I promise you there were more times I went to business briefings in my first few years without a guest than with a guest. But I sat in the front row and I took notes because I wanted to study the information. And here's when I know someone gets prepaid legal services, is when someone says something to me like, do I have to go to the events? I'm like, ah, they don't get it yet. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just new because they don't understand our system. Do I have to go to the events? And here's what I typically go back to people. You know, this guy asked me, do I have to go to the events? Do I have to go to the events? What was my response? No, my response was no. You don't have to go to the events. You don't have to have success here either. And here's what happened in this process. I said, listen, do you want prepaid legal services to work for you? He said, yes. And I said, well, here's the thing that I want you to understand. Big businesses rely on two things, leverage and systems. And what I told him was this, is, okay, you have 20 people that join your business. Can you be responsible for training all 20 people this week? Do you have the time to do that? Do you know how to do that? They all want to bring people to sit down to see presentations. Do you have a place that they get the chance to do that? Probably not. Okay? You know? Now, when I looked at this concept, there's some pretty big companies and corporations that have used a weekly meeting system. You know, there's a guy named JC. He's done pretty well. I don't know if you guys know him. You know, I think he's the greatest networker of all time. You know, Christ? You know, right? He went 12 wide and real deep. One quit. You know, right? Okay? That was a chargeback, right? Yeah, so. Okay? Now, they have a weekly meeting, don't they? As far as I know, they're still reading from the same book, aren't they? You know, or the organizations that, you know, have branched off, you know? So, but here's the thing that I found out. This isn't a religious speech. This isn't a religious talk. It's a building an organization, building a community, you know, of people of like-minded thinking. And, you know, as far as I know, they haven't saturated the marketplace with just, you know, that, although a lot are, but there's a whole bunch of different spin-offs and break-offs of that. But here's the thing, regardless of what I'm, you know, when I'm talking about this, weekly briefing, weekly meeting, this is where your business actually starts to churn, you know? So you get to the weekly presentation, you bring people so they can see it, okay? Because most people believe it when they see it. Perfect, come with me, all right? Then they get started in prepaid, what do I do? They come to the training to learn what to do, right? So what we do is we have tools that we get into the marketplace. And through those tools, we're sorting through the tools, okay, to find people that understand it and see it so we can get them to an event. At the event, we teach people to take what? Tools, okay, to get people out to events. And at the events, we teach people to take tools to get to what? To what? 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 Backwards. Works both ways, right? Okay? So, now here's the thing. Inside here, you are happy. Happy. Happy as a clown. Okay? Outside here, you are depressed. Sadness. Anger. Depression. Death. You know? Not of you. Of your business. Alright? And here's the reason why. Systems and leverage. You know how much leverage you have with the ability to actually have something else do the presentation for you? Why would you waste so much time trying to give every presentation? Number one, it doesn't duplicate, which is the number one rule in creating an organization, is what you're doing has to duplicate, or you can't let it in your business. You can't let what works in your business. Many things will work, few things will duplicate. Now, here's what I mean by this, okay? Tools and events. Can anyone give out a tool? Can anyone come to an event? Can anyone give them more tools? Can anyone come to an event? Here's what happens. People get in prepaid legal, and they give it tools, and they're like, why does it work? Or they become event goers. And they go, event, but they don't get any tools. And they're like, why is it not working? You're missing a key essential part of the cycle. Okay? And so what we want to do is this wheel that rotates here, staying inside this system and just building it and 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 gaining momentum and gaining momentum and gaining momentum and gaining momentum and gaining momentum. The way that I look at this is very similar to Hitch. Anyone seen the movie Hitch? You know, okay? And Will Smith is trying to coach Albert Brenneman, you know, the goofy white guy, how to dance. And they're in this scene together, right? You know, and he was like, well, you got to make sure that I'm going to dance. And he's like, oh, I got that. And he was like, you got this. And show me what you mean by you got this. And Albert does some of the craziest stuff I've ever seen in my life. You know, he's like, the Q-tip. Throw it away. You know, we make the pizza. What are you doing? You know, right? And Will Smith is like, stop, please. What are you doing? He says, I'm expressing myself. He's like, no, not like that. You're not. You know, he says, this is where you live. Right here, in the phone booth, you know, and he starts practicing, and all of a sudden, Albert starts biting his lip, and he says, don't you bite your lip, this is where you live, right here, don't do anything fancy, we don't need none of this, you know, we don't need one of these, man, you know, okay, this is where you live, okay, here's the thing I found out in prepaid legal services, getting rich is boring. But I found out in order to get rich and build an organization, you have to do something that everyone can do. I taught dance classes for years. I dance classes all over the world. Okay? Here's what I found out. Not everyone can do every move. But I found out everybody can do this. Even my white friends could do this. And what is this in prepaid? This is tools and events. Tools and events. Tools and events. Tools and events. The problem is people get bored and they start adding a new step. You know, they just get all weird. And when you start adding steps to your routine, you eliminate a whole group of people that can't participate in your opportunity anymore. They're like, that's not the step. Let me show you the new step. If someone comes in as prepaid that's not a significant leader in prepaid that's been tested, that says, let me show you the new way, or they try to scalp you on Facebook or all these other things, and there's like, you know, wolves dressed in sheep's clothing trying to say, you know, your upline's not telling you all the secrets. Learn our new secrets. Okay? There are no new secrets. If there were secrets, we would tell you. You guys get that? Because we get paid when you do well. Hello? Why would we keep something from you that we knew worked? It would be detrimental to us. And what they're doing is just trying to scalp you because most people are sitting here being like, it can't be this simple. It can't be this simple. There's got to be more. And what they do is they get out of line and try to go find a new line, a new system, a new deal. And then they try this for a little while and they're inconsistent and then they come back. So write this down. The key to success in network marketing is consistency. And it's not doing a whole bunch of things. It's doing a small, simple things, a long period of time. We call it the slight edge. Okay? So, a couple things here in this. Tools and events. All right? Let me give you one other example here in terms of, you know, building. And there's so many examples. For instance, you don't learn a language in one day. You guys know this, right? Like, my wife is from Colombia. She speaks Spanish. That's her first language, you know? And so, here's the thing. I know that I need to learn Spanish because she's only going to speak Spanish to our children, you know, and they're going to be like, papi, and I'm not going to know what they're saying. You know, right? Okay? So, anyway, so here's the thing is, you know, I need to learn, I need to learn Spanish. But am I going to learn Spanish in one class? No, right? Now, the way that I say this is this, is if I go to one class, I'm not going to be fluent. If I go to two classes, five classes, 10 classes, am I going to be fluent? No. But if I go every week for a period of time and I practice throughout the week, can I learn that language? Yes, of course I can, okay? But, it, you know, it's the same thing like getting in shape. And, you know, I had a weird upbringing a little bit. I didn't have TV. I didn't have television. We watched movies, so I wasn't deprived. But here's what happened. I didn't get into the commercial thing. I never saw commercials, really. So I'm in Florida doing a training in Florida, but my time clock is jacked up, you know? And I'm used to going to bed at like 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you know? And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I can't fall asleep. So I'm turning on the TV. Let me ask you a question. What comes on at about 2 o'clock in the morning on the TV? Infomercials. Here's the problem. I've never seen them before, and I'm mesmerized. I can't turn away. You know, it's really bad. You know, they're like, call in the next 5 minutes. Bang, bang, boom, boom, we got to get it. You know, right? Did I miss it? Did I miss it? Did I miss it? You know, I bought everything. Everything. You know, ShamWow. Wow. Amazing. And, I mean, the Snuggie. Everyone needs a Snuggie, you know, right? The magic bullet, right? Everyone's got, you know, I'm telling you, I got a new knife, I got the Jack LaLanne juicer, because everyone needs to be juicing things nowadays to be in shape. This isn't a joke, I own all of these things, okay? And I had to get some P90X, you know, anyone know what P90X is, right? So, oh my gosh, this thing's ridiculous. This is like Get Ripped in 90-Day Program, this guy Tony, you know, so, you know, it's called P90X. It stands for plyometrics, 90 days, like extreme. It should be standing for pain for 90 days, you know, not plyometrics. But anyway, I get this kit in the mail, and I get home, and I start plugging it in, and I'm ready. And Tony pops on, and he starts talking about the warm-up, you know. He says, before we get into things, I want to know a few things. You know, this is going to be challenging. It's going to be hard. You know, there's going to be things that you might be saying, I can't do, but you can't say, I can't do that. You say, I presently struggle with. And I was like, that's pretty illegal. Right? And I was like, I can't do an exposure. No, don't say I can't. I presently struggle with. And I was like, that's pretty good. And then he says, but more importantly, as we're going through this, you might hit that wall. And when you say, I can't, you know, you're like, I can't do that, you remind yourself of that. But here's the thing. Always remember, do your best and forget the rest. This is what this guy says. And I'm like, you should be on my team. You know, right? Okay. So anyway, we get started in the program and I turn it on and we're going and we're cranking. He's like, all right, knees high. You know, and we're doing all these things and, you know, we're getting going and all this stuff. And I hit my wall. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then Tony goes, all right, now that we're done with the warm up, I'm like, click. You know, oh my God. So bad, right? You know, and to make things worse, plyometrics stands for like jump training, so they're doing all these jumps and all these things, and, you know, and I'm halfway dying, and he says, and if you're thinking about quitting, just so you know, my buddy Rob here is on one leg. You know you're out of shape when you're getting your butt kicked by the one-legged guy over here, you know, and he's like, what's up, you know, like just, I can't do this, you know. Now, the next day when I woke up, did I look like this guy Tony? No. I was like, now, P90X, scam. Scam. I did it that day. I woke up, I didn't get in shape. I didn't go to the mirror and be like, yeah, what's up? You know, none of that, right? Okay? What did I get? Pain. Lots of pain. I couldn't even get out of bed right, because I couldn't straighten my arms. It was gross. I had to like roll out of bed, you know. It was more disgusting. I couldn't drive. You know, I had to get my wife to drive because here was my right turn. You wanna see my left? God forbid I got to do a U-turn. You know? Oh, it's so bad. So anyway, here's basically what happens, okay? Pain. Now, my good friends, did they applaud me? No. What did they do? They laughed at me. And my really good friends poked me where it hurt. Just like prepaid legal, when I got started, after one day, was I rich? No. But people do that all the time. Prepaid legal, it's a scam. I tried it for a week. That's like saying you joined the gym for a week and didn't go. Now here's what happened, okay? My friends, when I got started in prepaid, a lot of them laughed at me. And my good friends poked me where it hurt. What are you doing? I thought you were a dancer. You're now an attorney? You need to get a real job. Those things don't work. Even worse, that won't work for you. Who are you going to believe? Now, here's the thing. If I did it consistently for 90 days, do you get a result? Absolutely. It's the same thing in prepaid legal services. And that's why this cycle is so important. And the minute you break this cycle, you break your system. Key things in building big businesses is leverages and systems. So watch how important this is in creating this organization. If you go to the gym for a week and then stop going, and go to the gym for a week and stop going, and go for 3 weeks and then stop for a month, and then go for 2 months and then stop for a month, you get in shape. No, you get pain every time you go back. That's what some of you have experienced in your prepaid legal business your first year, because you were consistent for 2 weeks, and then you stopped, and then you started over, and then you stopped, and then you started over, and then you stopped. And when you came back, it was like, man, I feel like I'm starting all over. You are. But when you decide
that I'm not going to break. I'm going to stay right here. Tools, events. Tools, events. Some join, some don't. Some quit, some stay. Tools and events. All of a sudden, people go, this guy knows what he's doing. Tools and events. Some people follow me. Somebody do me a favor. Stand up real quick. Tools and events. Tools.
Whoa, Utah. Whoa. To the right first, ready? Or to your left, ready?
Tools, events. Tools, events. Tools, events. And when you want to get off track, all you think is this. Tools, events. Is it a tool? Nope. Is it an event? Nope. You cannot let it in your business. Here's what I found out. Getting rich is boring. Being rich is not. All right? Grab a seat real quick, guys. So we're going to take a few minutes, okay? And here's what I want you guys to do, just mentally. I want you to think about, write down all the things, if you haven't written anything down yet, write down all the things that you've learned over the first hour, okay? Did you write things down? What are some of the key bullet points, okay, over the first hours? So what's something that you learned over the last hour? Talk to me real quick. Systems, 2213 plus me, right? So how many tools a day?
Two.
How many events a week?
Two.
Now let's talk about the rest of these things here, okay? So, okay? I know, I'm all over the map. It's okay. All right? So, watch this. Number one, okay? All right? So, two exposures a day, two events a week, one Saturday a month. Okay? What is this? It's what we call Super Saturday. Why is it called Super Saturday? Because it's super. All right? Okay? Now, here's the thing. You're at your Super Saturday. The next Super Saturday is March what? March. Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Oh, sweet. Yeah. All right? So, yeah. Because you guys can't see that, can you? So, one Super Saturday, all right, okay. I don't remember what I wrote there. One Saturday a month. That's supposed to be Saturday. Okay, got it. All right, so, okay, one Saturday a month. Now, the next Super Saturday is where? It's right here. And what's the date?
March 19th.
March 19th. Now, here's the thing, is you have probably, if I'm not mistaken, you have one of our biggest corporate leaders in pre-paid legal services flying into town for you, right? And here's what's amazing. I can't even get this person on the phone. I don't even know how you did this. But here's what's amazing about this is how many of you guys know that the business that stays is the business that pays? Now, here's the thing that I found out is that when you learn to increase your retention, you can get paid a whole lot more money on the business that you're currently writing. Here's what they told me. They said if you can increase your retention 10%, meaning if 70% stay, if you can get that from 70 to 80%, you get a 35% increase in pay. What that means is this, is if you made $1,000, just learning a few simple things to go to 10% more in retention, you go from making $1,000 that month to $3,550. If you're making $5,000 a month, you went from $5,000 to $7,000 a month doing nothing, not writing more business, just learning how to keep it on. And here's the thing. Our retention analyst for prepaid legal services is going to be coming here teaching you everything that they know on how to increase your profits. Let me ask you a question. Are you here for a good month?
No.
No. You're here for what? A lifetime of renewal income, aren't you? So what's the point of learning how to build a prepaid legal business if it's all falling off? Okay? It's like you're on the rat race still. So you want to learn how to increase your income 35% in one day? That's going to be your next Super Saturday. To not be here would be insane. Because there's nothing more valuable that you could get in terms of learning how to build a long-term income than being here at that Super Saturday on this date. Plus, it's a part of our system, okay? So, one Saturday a month. I don't think it's too much to ask, but for freedom anyway. So make sure that you get your tickets. Here's what I was always taught. Leaders get 5 to 10 tickets. Why? Not for the people on your team, but for the people you're going to sign up between now and then that don't have a ticket that you're going to have on hand to actually give to them. Put something on the line. I promise you, you'll work harder. I'll try to get people here. People say that to me in the beginning. I'm going to try it out. Okay, well, then I'll try to help you. Okay? What do you mean? You know? And be like, well, you said try. What do you mean you're going to try to help me? Well, you said you were going to try to do the business. What do you mean? Well, you're not going to help me? Oh, I'm going to try. And then like, I don't get it. And be like, well, when you decide to do the business, I'll help you. But if you're just trying to do the business, then I'll try to help. So here's the thing. Don't try to do prepaid. Do it! You know? You can't try. You can't. Look. You can't try. You guys, Yoda? Yoda, do or do not. There is no try. That's not a Yoda accent, but whatever. Okay? You can't try to pick up this pin. You either pick it up or you don't. That's it. You know, I'm trying. No, you're not picking it up. You know, I'm trying to pick it up. No, you're picking it up. No, I'm trying to pick it up. No, you're not. You're either not or you are. That's it. You're either pregnant or you're not. There is no try. Right? Okay? So So, well, I know you people try, you know, to get pregnant, okay? But I mean, like, you either are or you aren't, you know, okay? So, okay? So, one Saturday a month. So make sure you get your tickets here today. You have them today, right?
Yeah.
So they can buy them today? Okay? All right? So you can buy them today. All right? So make sure that you get him today. Leaders, 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 leaders. Get your tickets, okay? Now, aside from that, number three, okay? Three conventions per year, okay? Three conventions per year, okay? Now, with three conventions per year, the next one is April 7th through the 9th in OKC, in Oklahoma City. How many of you guys are already registered and attending Oklahoma City Convention? Okay? All right? So, absolutely. Okay? Now, why are they going? Because it's the right place to be. All right? Now, we talked about this a little bit last night at our kind of special dinner mastermind thing, Q&A session that we did last night. It's amazing because, you know, everything that you've ever wanted to know about prepaid legal services is located really in one place. It's at our convention. You know, if you owned a McDonald's franchise, would you go to their convention? Yes. If you wanted to be an expert in any industry, would you go to where the leaders are? Yes. And here's the question I ask people all the time. Do you want prepaid legal to work for you? If their answer is yes, then you got to find a way to get there. Will it be a sacrifice? Yeah. Is it a long commitment? Yeah. You know, but then again, how bad do you want prepaid legal to work for you? Or do you want to remain in the UNES category? Now, I'm not saying all of you are, because I know there's some of you that are in these other categories, so I'm not trying to label all of you. Again, I'm trying to speak to the majority. All right, okay. So, but UNES, if you want to break out of the UNES category, you need to learn what big business people are doing. And everybody that owns a big business in prepaid legal services, where are they? At the convention, okay? And so the way that I look at this is very simple. Most people know the price or the cost of almost everything, but the value of almost nothing. And so the cost of getting there, yeah, a few $100. All right? The value of being 2 days, here's the thing. Can you learn Spanish by going to class every single week? Yeah. Does it take a few years? Mm-hmm. But what's the best way to learn a language? Total what? Total immersion, okay? Birds of a feather flock. Lie down with dogs, you come up with. Hang around nine broke people, you're bound to be the. Hang around with nine rich people, you're bound to be the. Associations. We know these things, okay? So make sure you're employing them in your business. When you spend 2 days, quality days with people, look, I mean, here's the thing. You know, they bring us in for Super Saturdays, which is so nice and appreciated. But look, I'm not even qualified to be on the big stage. I'm not a big enough story. I'm not a new enough or big enough story in prepaid legal services. Okay? So you want to hear from the big dogs? This is where I go to get to the next level. Okay? And I explained this last night. I think the easiest way to kind of deliver this information to you as to what the convention is for a couple days is imagine you sign up for prepaid legal and it's like they give you a big bag of puzzle pieces, like a 1,000, 10,000 piece puzzle. And they say, hey, build it. Right? Now, could you build that puzzle? Yeah, you know, but would it take a long time? Yeah, because what's missing? The box, the picture, the end result, what it's supposed to look like. So you have no clue from these thousands of pieces as to what's supposed to go where. So you have to kind of organize and spread them all out and be like, okay, these are kind of similar. And, you know, you have to take a lot of time putting things together that aren't supposed to go together. But you wouldn't know that because you haven't seen the end result. What the convention does is it's like giving you the box that you get to take home. It's like the cheat sheet almost of going home where you get to see what the end result is supposed to look like. This is why people go to the prepaid legal convention. And it's not so much just what they learn. It goes from their head to their heart, but it goes from I think I can do this to I know I can do this. And when that happens, that transition occurs in their business when they go home, and all of a sudden you see people go from brand new or being relatively new to going executive director in 30 days and 60 days and 90 days. Is it because they got so much better at a three-way call? No. It wasn't a how-to. It's because when they got home, they were like, ah, oh, got it. That goes here. This goes here. This goes here. This goes here. This goes here. God, that's, I can't even believe it. I've been trying to put this piece over here, but this piece doesn't go here. It goes over here. Why? Because they've seen the puzzle the way that it's supposed to end up. Is this making sense?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Yeah.
All right, good. Just want to make sure you're here. Okay. Now, April 7th and 9th. Now, if you're brand new here today and you're like, oh, my God, this is too much. If you're feeling overwhelmed, calm down. Just at least entertain us and write the dates down. We can talk about it later. Okay? But for those of you guys that have been in prepaid legal services and you're looking for financial freedom, you're looking for this kind of income, you're looking for passive residual walk-away asset income, this is not optional. It's mandatory. Bottom line, find a way to get there. If there was $1 million in a briefcase that had your name on it, and I said, I give you the code to the lock that unlocks this $1 million, and it's in Oklahoma City, we have to sit in this thing for 2 days, and at the end of the day, I'll give you the key, but it expires on Sunday, which means after that it's no good, $1 million goes to someone else, would you find a way to get there? Yeah, because you got 1 million reasons. Here's the thing. All of you, if you have created enough 1 million reasons to get there, you'll get there. But here's the thing. $1 million is real in prepaid legal services. You have to build it. It's not given to you. Okay? But the skills and the techniques and the tips and the strategies and the belief and the information, to make $1 million is in Oklahoma City. The question is, will you be there to actually get it? Does this make sense?
Yeah.
So I hope that you get there. All right? Okay? Now, plus me. Plus me. All right? So 22-13 plus me. So how many exposures a day?
Two.
How many events a week?
Two.
How many Saturdays a month?
One.
How many weekends a year?
Three.
Okay? Plus me. Now, what's me? Me is PD, personal development. Okay? Personal development. Things will get better when you get better. Bottom line. Okay? Don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. Jim Rohn says the best. He says, the winds of life blow the same on all of us. What determines our destination in life is not the winds, but the set of our
sail.
So personal development is about helping you set a better sail this month than last month, today than yesterday, this year than last year. You can't change destination overnight, but you can change direction, I found out. Okay? So things take time. You know, I mean, bottom line. So in order to cultivate this in terms of becoming a bigger person, when people write out their list of what they want, the real question you need to be asking is not what do I need to do to get it, but who do I need to become to have the things that I want? Okay? More discipline. Some of it is letting go of false beliefs and false expectations. Here's a short example of what personal development is. Know where you are today and never be there again. Because you're either growing or you're dying. There is no in between. Okay? And human beings are an interesting species. We're the only species on planet Earth I know of that can actually consciously choose to be less than we are on a daily basis. Trees don't do that. Nature doesn't do that. It grows as big and far, as tall as it can. But human beings all of a sudden get stuck in this thing where they can settle for mediocre. It's gross. You know? Okay? So when it comes to personal growth and personal development, here's some things that are just things that have helped me mentally think about this. All right? Okay? Is, you know, if a computer, if I load a whole bunch of junk into my computer, does my computer work very well? No. Now, here's the other thing that's interesting. If I tried to log on to the internet today with a 1992 operating system, am I going to be able to do it? No. Because the hardware can't keep up with the software. What means is this, is every cycle there's updates to update your software so that way you can keep up with the times, right? Here's the challenge. Your education and your mind are the same way. This is like your software, your computer here. Most people are trying to operate in 2011 with 1992 software because they haven't updated their software, okay? So it's that constant growth pattern that people go through in terms of mastering anything. And you don't master anything overnight. How you master things is by continuing to do them through this spaced repetition. Okay? So, everyone do me a favor. I know some of you have seen me do this before. Just humor me. And I want you to sing along with me if you would. Okay? Are you guys ready? Okay? Are you sure? Okay? So, clear your voices. Don't make me sing by myself. Okay? Are you guys ready? My baloney has a first name. It's... Come on. How do you know that? 20 years that hasn't been on. The only way I knew how to spell baloney, you know, growing up in school, because Oscar Mayer. Got it, you know, right? 20 years. Isn't that amazing? Now, if you don't remember that one, if you're my generation, this is a simple one. You know, off the bleachers, off the backboard, nothing but 10 years hasn't been on. There's a story. You know lyrics to songs you don't even like because you listen to it over and over and over and over. This computer that you have up here is spectacular if you learn how to use it. It's amazing. It's capable of doing extraordinary things. And when you start setting it up for your success, it's ridiculous what it's capable of. The problem is we are creatures of habit. And the challenging thing is kind of readjusting habits. Because when you're used to doing something one way, you step into that. My parents use Colgate, I buy Colgate. It's just kind of the way things go, right? So when it comes to transitioning and changing paths, you need to understand that to break that, you need to be very conscious of your moments and your activities and what you're doing on a daily basis in your thinking. You know, to think about what you're thinking. Weird paradox. I know. But what I want you to know is this, is when you get started in something, you're learning something new, there's this transition period. But the whole goal is to become what we call unconsciously competent, where you can do it without having to think about it. Like, when was the last time you thought about how to tie your shoes? Oops, swoop, pull. No, you know. When was the last time you thought about how to shift from second to third gear, for those of you that drive stick? Is blinker left, up, or down? You don't think about those anymore, do you? No, you do that unconsciously because your brain has been trained through this habitual pattern. How many of you guys have ever left work and you needed to drive home and all of a sudden you're driving and you ended up at home? You're like, how did I get here? You know? You don't have that experience? Like, who was driving you? You know? Even worse than that, you're at work and you need to go home, but on your way home, you're supposed to stop and get something from the grocery store, and all of a sudden you end up at home. You're like, wait a minute, I need to go to the grocery store. How many guys have had this experience, right? What that means is if your brain is so used to going left, 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 automatically, if you're not paying attention, your car will go left. Because that's what it's used to doing. If you're used to stopping every time you get a no, every time you get a no, you'll stop. It's the same thing in your prepaid legal business. I heard a quote the other day that said, stopping at third base adds no more to the score than striking out. Some of you guys do everything to get to the home stretch and then you just stop. And I figured out one of the reasons why is most people fear success. And the reason why they fear success is because they don't want to have to be responsible for anyone but themselves. Our greatest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our greatest fear is that we are deep, we are powerful beyond all measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. People say, who am I to be bold, talented, gorgeous? Who am I to be an executive director, six-figure ring earner? And we say, who are you not to be? We are all children of God. Playing small does not serve the world. Shrinking so that others won't feel insecure around you. We all have that gift to let our light shine through. And in prepaid legal services, when you let your light shine through, when you are liberated from your fears, your presence automatically liberates others. And it's through this process of growing beyond your fears and insecurities. People follow me in prepaid legal services not for what I did right, but for what I was willing to overcome. Not because it was easy. And people follow me because it was easy. Can you imagine if that was my story? I got up here and I was like, hey guys, so yeah, I got started and everybody I talked to signed up and everyone that joined had success and nobody quit and it's easy. I don't know what your problem is. People are like, look at this guy. Would people want to follow me? No. They want to follow me because I know I've been there, I've done that, I had the challenges, I had the things, I had the people quit on me, I had my family ridicule me. No one in my family joined me in prepaid legal services. My mom joined the service, okay, and supported me from the side. Nobody. My cousins laughed at me. My aunt and uncle, my grandfather would send negative articles to my mother and said, I can't believe you're letting your son do this. Thanksgiving dinner. My aunt, successful in health insurance, you know, still doing prepaid legal, still doing that thing. That's what they used to say, still doing that thing, you know. And then one year, the year I made six figures, we went to Thanksgiving. I said, you still doing that thing? And I was like, yeah. I didn't even have the heart to tell him because now I'm getting in an argument with my family over how this thing now has given me everything I've ever wanted. Most of them still don't even understand it, even after I earned six figures. Most of them didn't join. Actually, none of them would join. No one in my family, other than my parents, and, like, no. Actually, my mom paid for my grandfather's membership. And my grandfather sent my mother a letter saying, please cancel my service. She was paying for it. How bad do you want it? Are they going to pay your bills? No. Are they going to pay your rent, your groceries, your utility? Are they going to allow my spouse and I to be stay-at-home parents? No. So the most important person you need to take care of is you. This is what I say. For a short period of time, most people need to learn how to be a little selfish to make sure they can take care of themselves, so that way they can take care of a whole lot more people and getting themselves out of the way. So in prepaid, this personal growth, this personal process is so important. And I'll give you one last example of what I mean by this whole scenario here. Because I know we got a lot of things here. We got the cash flow quadrant. Understanding that to build a big business, what are the two concepts that we need to focus on? Leverage and systems. And one of the big things in creating an organization is the key word is what?
Duplication.
Okay? Now, to create this duplication in our organization, we follow a program called 2213 plus me. This is the house. We talked about the why earlier, okay? 2213. So how many exposures a day?
Two.
How many events a week?
Two.
How many Saturdays a month?
One.
How many weekends a year?
Three.
Plus me. So I'm working on myself. Our system inside of prepaid legal services is very simple. We give out tools to get people to give out what?
Tools.
To what?
Tools.
To what? Okay? That's our business cycle. That's our system, okay? Now, are all these things some things that people can do? Now, basically, what is this? This is the 10 core commitments. But instead of me going up here and saying, hey, you got to do the 10 core commitments, most of you would have zoned out. You'd have been like, oh, I heard that before. So what did I do? I just phrased it something different. Now, there's a couple more things in the 10 core commitments that are important. One of them is a workout partner, finding somebody to help keep you accountable. And one of the last ones is be here a year from now. True? Okay? So be here a year from now. Commitment. 10 core commitments, not 10 core suggestions, not 10 core options, not 10 core I think you might want to try these. 10 core commitments. And commit to being here a year from now. And commitment is an important thing, you know, because most people won't commit to you until you make sure you commit to them. When you make a commitment, the world manifests itself around you to aspire to help you accomplish your commitment. When you're fully committed, like you have a stance on it that this is what I'm doing, okay? And like, I'll give you an example. Like, can you imagine if I went to my wife and I was like, hey, babe, I'm really excited. Let's get married. I'll totally commit for like a year and then see what happens. Is it likely that we'd have a challenging relationship from the get-go? You guys get that? So here's the thing in prepaid. Don't commit for a year. Commit until you get what you want. Until you get it. All right? So through this process of growing, here's a couple things that are super important. Okay? Understand there is this path to mastery. I call it the path to mastery. Okay? So here's the thing. There's different types of people. So if you're going from where you are to where you want to be, okay, let's say this is a six-figure ring, okay, the path to mastery, most people go on this roller coaster ride of stuff, right? But in the beginning, your learning curve goes through the roof very, very, very quickly. Very quickly, okay? Because everything's new. Oh, my God, it's exciting. And then you hit your first lull, okay? Now, here's the thing. When things start to come down, which is normal, okay, here's what happens. There's most people, what they do is they quit, okay? We call these people dabblers. Okay? They dabble in everything. They do a little bit of everything. We call them jacks of all trades, masters of none. How many of you guys know what I'm talking about, right? And so what they do is once they hit this first lull, they're like, oh man, it's challenging, it's hard. And they quit when they hit their first wall. Okay? These people will never have success in anything. Okay? And the reason why is because they just move on. Like they take up tennis and they hit their first lull and they're like, man, this sucks, and they'll go take up racquetball. You know, and then they'll go from racquetball and then they'll go to something else. And then they'll go to something else. And then they'll take up golf and then they'll curse a lot. You know, right? Okay? So, but here's the thing, okay? Those are the dabblers. That's one person. Then there's another group of people called the stressors, okay? And this was me for a long time, okay? And there's a lot of you that are in here like this, okay? Because you don't quit. You don't quit. You don't quit. You know? When you hit this low, do you quit? No. You're going to figure it out. But the way you do it is not very healthy. Because what happens is you do something about like this. You're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to get this done. Oh, breakthrough. Senior associate. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're growing and you're all excited. And then another plateau. And all of a sudden you hit your plateau. But do you quit? No. You break through. But the way you do it, you're like this. Oh my God, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to make it happen. Oh, manager. And then by the time you get to executive director, you're so exhausted you don't even want to be there anymore. You're like, this business is so hard. How many guys can admit to have done this at points in your business? Okay? All right? This is me for a long period of time. There's a better way. The path to mastery. Here's how it works. You go up your learning curve. You hit that first plateau. And instead of freaking out or quitting, you just go something like this. Huh? Plateau. To be expected. Now, what do you do when you hit a plateau? You find a coach and a mentor that's been at this plateau and find out what they did to get beyond it. And then through that process of working and developing new skills, you will break through that plateau. Okay? And then all of a sudden you hit another plateau. When you get there, you say something like, oh, plateau. To be expected. Because everything in life, you will have lulls and ups and downs. Okay? Just find people that have been through that particular position. Here's the challenge, though. It sometimes takes you getting worse before you get better. Kind of that's why I say sometimes you need to slow down to speed up. Because what happens in the beginning, let's say you're doing something a little bit wrong, but it's kind of working, and all of a sudden you hit this plateau. You're like, man, I get people in, but I can't seem to get this duplication thing going on. So you start implementing something that's duplicatable, but all of a sudden you were doing the PBRs by yourself. You were doing all the talking, and people were joining. And all of a sudden they said, you can't talk. You got to use something duplicatable. So you start playing the DVD. But you're like, but my ratio's going down. I was signing up more people when I was saying it. The DVD things, it's not signing up enough people. So you see this little dip, but then all of a sudden the duplication kicks in and goes beyond the where you were before. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Good. So, did that work? Is that set up? Oh, I should have told you to plug that in. That should have been in like 40 minutes ago. My bad. Can you help him set that up? Because he probably doesn't know which one it is. Okay. So, I love prepaid. Prepaid's awesome. I'm just kidding. I didn't write that down. Okay. PBRs, phone numbers, convention, goal setting, getting out of your own way, closing into PBR, perfect 6 months. Some of these things we touched on. Business momentum. Business momentum is created by simply doing the simple things over and 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 getting a group of people to commit to doing them over and over and over and over again with you. But having the belief. It's being like Forrest Gump. Anyone seen the movie Forrest Gump? One day he wakes up and decides to go for a little run. How many of you guys know what I'm talking about, right? You know, he goes for a little run. He was like, I just felt like running, you know. And he gets to one ocean, he's like, since I've gone this far, I might as well keep on going, you know. So it's kind of like once you get to senior associate, might as well keep on going, right? And he keeps running. And all of a sudden, after he starts running, what's crazy is that this guy comes up behind him. He's like, there you are. I've been watching you, and I'm thinking to myself, here's a guy who's got his act together. Here's a guy who's got it all figured out. How many of you guys agree with me? Forrest Gump didn't have it all figured out. I'll follow you anywhere, Mr. Gump. And he starts following. So he's like, I got company. And he's like, what I seem to do makes sense to people, you know. And all of a sudden, he had this following of people. And here's the thing, the reason why I believe people followed Forrest. Not because he was the sharpest tool in the shed, but because he was consistent and he never looked back. How many times did Forrest go, are people following? Never. He just kept on going. And a lot of you, we do that. And here's the challenge. You lead, and you lead, and you run, 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 run. And the minute you stop to look back, everyone has to stop behind you. But here's the challenge in your business when you're creating this duplication. When you look back, guess what everybody else does? They stop and what? What's he looking at? And then the newest person goes, and how many people are following the new people? None. And then they go, oh, I guess it doesn't work. And then they quit. Quit, 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 all the way up to you. And the reason why wasn't because they couldn't make it, it's because you kept going. Can you imagine having on a tour guide, and you're going through some place, and all of a sudden the tour guide goes, I think, how many of you guys would be freaking out at this moment in time? Like he doesn't know where he's going, you know, right? It's the same thing in prepaid legal services, okay? So it's staying consistent. Now, here's what's amazing about Forrest. Forrest, if you remember one point, he starts with some crap. I don't know if you guys remember this, you know, because this guy's trying to pitch him on an idea. And, you know, how long did he stop? He didn't stop. He kept on going. He didn't stop for a second. He just kept on running. He was like, whoa, you just ran through some crap. And he was like, it happens. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? It happened, you know. He said, really? And the guy stops. Now, here's the thing I want to talk about is, are you going to step in some crap? Yes. But what most people do is they step in crap and they feel like they got to analyze it. They're like, what? What's this? How did this crap get here? What kind of crap is it? You'll call somebody. Can you believe what happened to me? I just stepped in some crap. I know. I didn't see it either. It's crazy. It was just in the middle of the road. I don't know how it got there. I don't know what kind it is. And they stopped their journey of where they were going. Is this making sense? Look, I don't need to teach you much more of how to build a business, and here's why. That's what our builder's training is for. Me teaching you how to do a three-way phone call would be a waste of your Saturday. Why? Because your leaders can teach you how to do a three-way phone call. Okay? Me teaching you how to invite somebody to a business briefing is a waste of my time here today with you. Because your leaders can all do that. Today I want to give you a little bit more about my experience and my mentality, my philosophy, the things that are what actually got me to do the activities necessary to build the type of business that we have. Are we all together? Okay, cool. So I just want to wrap up with something. I don't know, can we dim the lights or I don't want to turn them off. But if we can get them down, that would be smoking, okay? And can we get this slideshow up real quick? There's a few things that I want to share with you about kind of my journey through prepaid legal services that I hope will help as we close this out, okay? Let's see if we got this right, okay? So some of you may want to take some notes on this. You may not do. It's okay. I just want to kind of give you some of the mentality and the philosophy. So here's where I was when I started prepaid legal. I joined on this coffee table. This is my one-bedroom apartment in West L.A., okay? I was running two dance companies at the time. We were talking about that, someone who's danced at all Filipinos. I'm the only white guy. Yes, I know. All right, okay? So this is the second dance company I was running. Again, there's two white guys, though. Corey, what's up? But here's what's great about this. My brother was a big reason why I was doing prepaid legal. When I lived in Mexico at the time, I didn't get a chance to see them very often. So I wanted to be able to spend more time with my brother and do things like coaching his sports. This is a picture of my private business reception, okay? Now, here's what's amazing, all right? My first month, May, I made no money. My second month, June, no money. My third month, July, I got a little better. I made no money, all right, okay? And then August was smoke, and I made no money, okay? And then September, I made about $1,200. Now, based upon that equation, is there anyone that can guess what month I actually did my private business reception? In September, right? So don't be stupid like me in the first 4 months. Botch this by not doing what we tell you to do. Okay, so I did a private business reception. I invited a ton of people, right? And here's the thing. This girl, Lindsay, she signed up. She quit. This girl, April, she signed up. She ended up quitting. This girl, Christine, told me it was a scam. Said, prepaid? Scam. A year later, I was in Players Club. I bought a new car. She was like, wow, you got a new car. How'd you do that? I was like, oh, that prepaid thing. She was like, what? That thing's working? I was like, yeah, you want to ride? So I pick her up, take her to one of the presentations. She's like, wow, that's awesome. She signs up. A week later, she quits. You know, but she introduces me to somebody named Neil. Neil, okay, after she quit, Neil joined the business. Neil introduced a guy named Jason who led to an organization of over 9,000 members, which means I've made over $250,000 in prepaid legal services because this woman at my PBR told me it was a scam and a year later quit, joined and quit in 10 days. You have people that you've introduced today that told you prepaid legal will never work that will lead you to hundreds of thousands of dollars because you didn't quit. Now, here's the thing. A lot of these people, this guy, Gene, he didn't even come to my PBR. This was after the PBR because he came to eat my food. You know, okay, punk. But anyway, this was my first convention, my manager tag. My vest and I went to my winter formal in high school because I didn't own any dress clothes. I didn't have this. I was 19 years old. I didn't even own a suit. I went to one of these downtown areas of Los Angeles, you know, kind of a little, you know, a little funky, you know, and I bought a suit for $40, but it wasn't tailored. They were just real long. You're supposed to get them tailored, but I didn't know that, so I just rolled them up. I didn't know any of this stuff. You know, I was a child. I met Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher with rolled up slacks. How embarrassing. You know, I went to my next convention as a director. It took me another year to get there, okay? And I had a chance to perform on stage, actually, and met the founders of our company. I actually finally got a suit by this time. And then our next convention, we went as an executive director, and it was amazing. I met a woman, one of my friends from high school that I signed up, introduced somebody who introduced somebody who introduced a 17-year-old at a drunken private business reception. Because the person didn't invite properly, they said it was a party, come over, and these kids were all drunk and they were underage. Weird. But anyway, one of the 17-year-olds gave the information to her mom, who was one of the number one recruiting agents for Aflac Insurance. Aflac. You guys know them, right? Okay. 2,000 people have joined that organization since. Okay. Executive directors, right? I met people like Mr. Olson. You know, and these people changed my life because these are the ones that gave me the systems and the criteria for me to be able to go do what was necessary to build my business and staying consistent with the system. I bought my new car, which was a stupid idea. I had a $4,000 month and I bought a $40,000 BMW. Not a good idea. You know, I couldn't even afford it. I had to get my mom to co-sign on it. How ridiculous, right? You know, and I'm trying to convince my mom I need this one because it has all the options. She's like, no, you're getting base model. I'm like, no, all the options. She's like, no, base model. I'm like, no, all the options. And she's like, no. And here's the thing. My mom at the time just started getting back into dating, and I was like, Mom, when you're out there looking for a man, do you want him base model or do you want him with all the options? She was like, fine. You know, so anyway. So anyway, but bad idea. I met people like Mr. Chris Hughes. Used to work at Chili's. Now making $250,000 a year in prepaid legal services. Mr. Michael Humes. Used to work at the post office. Met people like Mark Smith, you know, from military to millions. Look at Chris Hughes. He looks crazy. You know, right? Okay. I met people like John and Tiffany Malat, you know, from jelly maker to janitor to millions in prepaid. I met people like Miss Tracy Broughton, you know, who just won Miss America a couple weeks ago, which is spectacular. I got a chance to dance all over the world. You guys know Justin Timberlake? You know, these are the dancers. We were dancing together in Chicago, which was fun. This is in Rome, getting deposits from prepaid legal services. If you haven't been to the Sistine Chapel, you gotta go. It's ridiculous. You gotta see it for yourself. You can't see it through Google. You can't see it through pictures. It's not the same. You know, Big Ben getting deposits from prepaid. This is teaching in Ireland and London. Anyone watch any of those dance shows, like So You Think You Can Dance or all those things, right? Anyway, one of my good friends that choreographs all that, Napoleon, you know, we were teaching together this class in Ireland, getting deposits from prepaid legal services. Spain, getting deposits from prepaid. Getting deposits on the beaches of Portugal, doing what I love to do. This is Fiji. 10 days in Fiji, $5,000 in overrides from our business and our systems and our leverage that we built by staying consistent in tools and events. Okay? Just a beautiful, beautiful place if you haven't been there. You gotta go. You gotta go. We painted the school for the children. It was amazing. You know, we got to put together, you know, all these kids and paint this school. And it's crazy. None of them have shoes. And you complain. You know? I mean, your worst nightmare is somebody else's greatest dream financially. You know, in different parts of this world. It's spectacular, you know. And one of the things we love, I got to hang out with Tony and Sage Robbins at their place. And I rented this house in Mexico with all of our executive directors. We went down there, had some real Taco Bell. Right? You like that? You like that? Some gorditas. you know. So, and here's the thing. They have these underground caves and caverns that are in these natural hot springs, so the water's like 98 degrees. It's amazing, you know. So me and Hunter Gray, having fun. So anyway, here's the interesting story about Hunter Gray. I found him on the last day of the month, not because I was looking for a six-figure ringer. I needed 3 Players Club points in the next 3 hours, or I was going to lose 47 months of Players Club. And I'm flipping through my phone book, freaking out. And I find this Hunter guy that I forgot to expose, that I got his number earlier, like 2 months earlier. And I was like, oh, and I call him. I'm freaking out. I was like, you got to listen to this call right now. He's like, who is it? I was like, it's Jesse. Okay. So he listens to the call afterwards. I get him on the phone. And what did you like best? Listen, I don't have time. Go to your computer. Go to his website. Choose California. Fill that out. And he did. It was awesome. You know. Six-figure winner. You know, okay. Thousands of people in his organization. Free company cruises, you know, unlimited alcohol for Hunter is not so good. You know, okay. So, but anyway. 7 Mile Beach, Grand Cayman Islands, deposits for prepaid legal services, paid for hanging out with people like Mr. Darnell Stell, GQ Man of the Year. You know, all these people, millions and millions of dollars they've made in prepaid legal services. We were trying to add up the monthly income from all the people on this deck, and we stopped at like $5 million a month. It was disgusting, in a good way. But, you know, attitude is everything. Get paid daily anyway. Stingray City, got a chance to hang out with the Stingrays. Got a chance to visit with Mr. Paul Meyer, who gave away over $400 million while he was alive. And passed away a couple years ago. And really founded the personal development industry for most of us. And, you know, he's been one of the key influential people behind it. I'm always like, God, you know, not leaving a legacy. You know, what are you going to leave behind when you leave? You leave, you know, for me, what do you want your tombstone to read? Jesse McPherson, he tried real hard. You know, this is a little harsh, but I heard somebody say it one time and it really hit me. He said, what will people say at your eulogy? This one guy said, well, people have to get up and lie about your life. And I was like, oh my God. You know, he said, what's the impact you're going to leave behind? For me, not leaving a legacy, what have I wasted my whole life doing that I couldn't leave behind something for the next generation? I was a user of this life, not a giver. This is what we're talking about here for prepaid. This isn't about prepaid. It's so much bigger than that. Got a chance to play poker with all these guys. By the way, Brian Crothers, terrible. He busted out so fast, he tried to buy back in with coasters because he's that competitive. Get out of here, you know, right? So many people like, you know, Frank and Teresa Coyne, look at their library. Look what they're putting in their brain. You know, any broke person, ask to see their library, they'll show you their DVD collection, you know. Ask any wealthy person to show you their library, they'll show it off like it's their puppy or their kid. You know, they love it. What do you think? You know, they bought a bunch of books after they got rich? No. They put the information in, applied the knowledge. You know, here's the thing. Knowledge is not power. I don't know if you guys know this. Applied knowledge is power. Having this information, not doing anything with it, is almost as useless as not having it all. In fact, what I found out is if you learn something and you don't apply it after a while, it makes you weaker. Okay? So in your prepaid legal business, when you learn something, apply it. Learn, apply, learn, apply. That's how we grow in prepaid. Okay? So, you know, private catered dinners on the beaches of the world. Got a chance to go to Hawaii. You know, I met my wife in prepaid. Oh, my God. The greatest gift this thing has ever given me. And it was not an expected gift. You know, we met at a Super Saturday like this, and, you know, and I stalked her. We talked about this earlier, and, you know, started talking, and my wife was in Chicago. I was in Hawaii, and I was like, babe, you got to come. And she was like, when? I was like, tomorrow. There's a flight at 6 a.m. She was like, no. I'm like, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. So anyway, I did what every prepaid legal associate does when they're having trouble getting someone out to an event. I did a 3-way call. I was sitting next to the regional vice president of the state of Hawaii, Danny Katoa. I said, hey, Danny, I need you to do a 3-way. He thought I was a prospect. I said, no, there's this girl. I'm trying to get her here tomorrow. You know, and he was like, what? I was like, just do it. I was like, okay, just, you know, tell her that she should come. She needs third party. So he got on the phone. I don't know what he said. They talked for about 5 minutes. The next morning, my wife is in Hawaii, you know, right? Okay. So anyway, God, I love you. You know, but, you know, we had an opportunity to work from home with prepaid legal services. My wife loves animals, 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 animals everywhere. She just loves animals, you know. So any animal, she wants to grab it and snuggle it, you know. But anyway, you know, this is, you know, the private yachts over, you know, Waikiki Beach. These are whales right here. You know, dolphins, you know, this is prepaid. This is tools, events, tools, events, tools, events, right? It's funny, I got a 3-way phone call. I'm sitting on this yacht, right? And I'm sitting on this yacht, and this guy calls me to quit the business. Wrong day to call me, right? He calls me and was like, hey, man, I want to get out. How do I get out? And I was like, why do you want to do that? He was like, it doesn't work, you know? And I'm asking him a few questions about some stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, well, why? I'm not even that attached to it. And he's like, so I was like, listen, I'm actually in Hawaii right now on a yacht, so I might lose signal, you know? And he was like, what? And, you know, and I'm like, And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this whale comes up and breaches, like, right out of our bow. And I can't say what I said at that moment in time, but it was something in the rounds of, oh, my God! And he's like, what is it? What happened? I was like, there's this whale that just breached right in front of the boat that we were in. And by the way, Prepaid Legal Purposes has paid me $500,000 in the last few years. If you quit, you're stupid. Click. And I hung up on him. He came to the convention. But here's what's ridiculous. Going to visit our nation's capital, really realize that freedom isn't free. And for those of you that currently serve and have served for our country, I personally, from my wife and I, want to thank you for what you do for this country. I haven't served in the military. I haven't fought in any wars, but it's interesting. I always think about it, and it's funny how, you know, people go out there and fight with their lives, their actual physical lives, to defend the rights and the freedoms that we have in this country. And yet most Americans are so lazy, and they take this opportunity or anything for granted. They take their lives for granted, their rights for granted of what they have here. And it's like, what's more difficult, fighting with bullets or fighting for financial freedom with DVDs, you know? And so I hope that you take this seriously. It's funny because I don't know about you, but you know, I would take a bullet for my wife. I would take a bullet for my family. Not even thinking twice. Are you kidding me? And I know most of you would all do the same, right? You know, it's funny. You'll take a bullet for your family, but you won't take a no. Come on, you know. Really, perspective here, guys. You know, so my wife holding that building, whatever that big building is. Okay, all right. So the Smithsonian, beautiful. You got to go. Yosemite National Park in the middle of the week. I surprised my wife. This is one of the big waterfalls. These are little people. You know, that's how big the waterfall was. Crazy. You know, so we got a chance to go to the top. Surprised my wife on her anniversary. I woke up like, she's like, where are we going? I was like, get in the car. You know, and we got in the car, drove, and went to there for the week. Why? Because we can. I don't have to ask for time off. I don't have to ask permission. You know, I just got to check with myself. I look in the mirror. Do you want to go, Jess? Yeah, okay, let's go. You know, right? Okay. So rock water slides, which are awesome. By the way, there's bears in Yosemite, I found out. You're not supposed to leave food out. So anyway, long story short, we left our food out, which was not a good idea, because there's this bear grunching on my Nature's Valley green granola bars right here, and my feet are right here. You know, so I wanted to get out and take a picture. My wife was like, no, because I was thinking of all of you. I wanted to show you Shiva. Shiva, who destroyed our cooler. You know, so anyway, that's what we called her. Anyway, yeah, don't leave food out. You guys probably know that. I didn't know that. City boy. This is actually the largest slingshot in the world. My wife and I got to go visit, and my wife's family moved from Chicago to Florida and hadn't had a chance to visit them in years. And in our first year being together, I got to visit them about four or five times. And unfortunately, about a year and a half ago, my wife's grandmother passed away from Colombia. And interestingly enough, my wife was the only person in her family that was actually able to get next day air to go to fly to Colombia, because it was right before Christmas. And it was funny, we tried to pay for her brother and her sister to be able to go, and they said, it wasn't even that. They said they couldn't get off work. What are you doing this for? My wife and I's first date. We went skydiving. We're a little crazy, yeah. So that's why we come to visit Dave, because he does crazy things. This is actually New Year's in Mexico. My wife thought she was flying to California for New Year's from Chicago, and when she got to Los Angeles, we just took her bag and checked into another flight to Mexico. She was like, I don't have my passport, but I had stolen it the week before when I was in Chicago. And she was like, you know, right? How would you like to be able to surprise the people that you love with things like that? You know, it was absolutely priceless. Look at her. Look at her. So happy. You know, all right? So underground, Shamu. If you haven't visited Shamu, you need to see. Shamu's awesome. My wife, petting things, always animals. This is Thanksgiving. Every Thanksgiving, we've fed about 3,000 people at the Civic Center of Los Angeles with this organization called Hope for Humanity. And every Thanksgiving, we spend our day there, you know, giving back, you know, through this organization. It's a beautiful, beautiful organization. My wife, petting animals. You know, go figure. This is Wisconsin. You need to go to see the cheese, you know. I probably wouldn't have gone if it wasn't for prepaid, but, you know, experiencing life. Look, this isn't a practice run. You only get one shot at this, you know, as far as I know. Anyway, so you get one shot, and what are you going to... Life is about a bundle of experiences, and all money buys is better experiences, better memories. That's it. You know, so what can you do with these? You know, getting a chance to do road trips across, North America. My wife and I went through from Chicago to Los Angeles, but we didn't just drive straight through. We stopped everywhere. We went to Breckenridge. We went skiing. We went to Moab, Utah. Went snowmobiling with Dave. Practice loop was nasty. We had a chance to come visit Dave, and we came here. This was about 3 years ago. Do you guys remember this? We stopped through when my wife and I were dating. She didn't know, but at the end of the trip, I was going to propose to her. Last time we were here, most people, they didn't know. I didn't tell anybody. And it was interesting, you know, so we went out. Oh, we had a great time. Look at me. I'm just playing. That's Google. I didn't do that, you know. Come on. you. What are you, nuts? You know? You know, but this is Big Trees, you know, in Northern California, Mercer Cavern, you know, San Simeon, you know, near Hearst Castle. Got a chance to propose the last day we were on a road trip back to be able to go. I went to Dubai, the only 7-star resort in the world in the Middle East. This is the rooms, 2-story floor rooms in every single room. This is the bathroom. You get your own butler. Did you know that? It was kind of weird because he was like, is there something I can do for you? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you do? You know, I mean, it was weird. Never had a butler. He's like, I can draw a bath. I'm like, no, that's weird. Go away. You know, they have a ski resort in the mall. This is in the mall in Dubai. They have a ski resort. This is camels, you know, in the desert. And the mosque, this is hanging out with the Sheikh of Dubai, basically like the president of Dubai. I found out when you have a lot of money, you can get away with anything. A buddy of mine rented the Las Vegas Speedway at night for about 4 of us, and we went ripping around the track about 170 miles an hour, and he was there coaching. Follow us and turn left. Right? You know, I'm like, okay, you know, right? So, open wheel cars, get to live in some beautiful places. Players Club trips, all expense paid trips from prepaid legal services. You know, this was in Lake Tahoe, all expense paid on prepaid legal services for being in the what? Players Club, right? So beautiful, beautiful places. This is Cancun. Jacuzzi's in every room. My brother won the trip as well. This is hanging out with, remember that 8,000 month, you know, membership that came from this guy right here? You know, craziness. So beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful places. This is Dominican Republic. All expenses paid on prepaid legal services. They got these jacuzzis, and my mom won the trip, so she went with my brother, who's 13 years younger than me. And it's crazy because they have the bubble bath there, and he poured the whole thing in. Bad idea, right? So it's like overflowed, and it's so funny because they had unlimited room service because it's all you can eat. Right? So my brother is ordering everything from the place, right? And he grilled cheese. He's just grilled cheese, right? So I walk in the room, and I was like, you've got to see this. So I walk in the room, and there's like this huge mountain of foam over. And I was like, what is going on? And she was like, your brother. And I was like, where is he? And all of a sudden, I see this hand come out of the foam and grab the grilled cheese and go right back in, you know? Like, my God.
Oh, so funny.
And later in the pool, he was like, Mom, how did you do this? You know, and she was like, well, I'm in Players Club. He was like, and this is what he said to her. He said, Mom, please don't miss. Right? So, beautiful places, right? And so my mom and my wife, two of the most important women in my life. And beautiful. Brian Crothers, pink water balloons. Why? I don't know. But you won't look at the PBR DVD the same again, you know? So, I mean, Jeff Olson, the author of The Slight Edge, it's amazing. I had a chance to talk to Jeff for about 45 minutes a couple days ago, and it's just spectacular, you know, what he's doing and where we're headed in the direction of prepaid legal services. If you miss the convention, you're out of your mind, by the way, because of all the transitions that are happening right now, things I'm not allowed to talk about. Actually, I met with Rip or Ralph Mason yesterday. I met with him yesterday morning. I wasn't lying, by the way. I met with basically who's going to be one of the major partners of prepaid legal services, of Mid-Ocean Partners, and you have no idea. Oh my God. Here's what happened. Average people will wait to see what happens, while leaders will lead and get on the crest of the wave and blow by everybody else in the next 6 months. Okay? So, don't wait. All right? Now, we went on these. Yeah, absolutely. Okay? Underground kids. Look at this. This is dancing. Look, here's Brian, and there's Darnell. So, here's your PBR DVD. Look, these people aren't nearly as cool as you think they are. I can promise you that. And what I mean is they're not cool. It's just they're ordinary people. They're just regular people. They just did this for longer and more of it. Okay, for a longer period of time. They play for all these people to go on these trips. Beautiful churches all around the world. Get paid daily anywhere. Got to have our dream wedding because of prepaid legal services. Paid for it in one day with a $21,000 deposit from prepaid legal. That was a good day. So got a chance to fly a lot of her family out. Pay for the whole wedding, which is awesome. We went on our honeymoon to Thailand, like I talked about earlier, while we were gone. $25,000 in overrides while we were gone out of the country. You know, so is that big business type income? Is that enough money to start moving into the investment category? Yeah, you better believe it, because you got to have that cash flow that comes in, right? So we had a chance to ride Mary. Mary's so awesome, you know, with elephants, seafood, unbelievable. This guy stuck his head inside a crocodile for a $3 tip. $3. I was always thinking, what's harder, sticking your head inside a crocodile and leaving it there, or handing out DVDs for $100 each? Come on. Right? Look, my wife grabbing animals. Look, animals, she just grabs them all, you know? So the only reason she didn't like this picture is because they had to keep them on a chain. And I was like, no, that's good. This is a little much for me, so I went with the little guy. You know, so but look at this, you know. So I didn't even put the one up of her kissing it, you know, right? So, but, you know, this is Elephant Palace, so they got elephants like Disneyland with elephants that they include. We got the scuba certified while we were in Thailand. We got a chance to dive in some of the most beautiful places in the world. This is the seafood you just order right up. You're like, I want that one. And they grill it up for you. You know, this is a gas station, which is kind of interesting, or you can buy it by the bottle. A little ghetto, but it works. you know, beautiful artwork and $6 hour Thai massages. This woman beat the crap out of me. So I needed a massage from the massage, but it was $6. I could handle it. You know, but these are actually private islands off of, go home and Google PP Islands, P-H-I-P-H-I Islands. It's ridiculous, you know. You got to go. You got to go. And, you know, oceanfront bungalows, you know, on private islands, there's no roads. You got to take taxi boats to get to your little island, your little beach. Don't feed the monkey. You don't see that every day. Thought I'd put it up there. You know, because there's monkeys there. And just absolutely gorgeous, 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 gorgeous place. Monkey drinking Pepsi. Interesting. Doesn't happen all the time. You can feed the monkeys, but it's crazy. If you don't give them something that they like, they get mad at you and they just slap it out of your hand. They're like, what's this? Get away from me. You know, like, come on, don't you have anything good? It's so funny. But, you know, this is the Bangkok Palace. The detail is just beautiful. You got to go. There's my wife imitating, you know, okay? And in prepaid legal services, I found out that's the key to success. You know, in business, they call it R&D, research and development. But in prepaid, it's R&D, rob and duplicate. You know, so that's all I did. Found successful people, just model and copy what they're doing. You know, so there we go. You know, rob and duplicate. But, you know, just beautiful place. There's a weird restaurant we ran across. Cabbages and condoms. And apparently they were promoting safe sex because it was HIV was a big challenge when they were opening the restaurant in Thailand. And so they had condom man and condom woman, which is weird. But this is what, when you left. Sorry, we don't understand. Well, notice the sizes. I thought was interesting. I know. A little inappropriate, but oh well. You know, so, but these floating markets, you can buy stuff right out of your market, which is beautiful. This is in Prague, Czech Republic, you know, and you got to go. Beautiful city. It feels like a movie set, the whole place and the way it's laid out. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely beautiful. Well, you know, the old Century Theater, you know, cathedrals, and just unbelievable. You know, fit these cars that we got to go around in. Skydive. Pretty good, a lot like skydiving, because you can't kind of skydive. You either do or you don't. You can't be like, I want to do it real slow. You know, but it's funny because they say, what if I don't want to go when I get up there? You know, and they said, well, when you're up there and you're, you know, the door's open and 15,000 feet and the wind is going like this, a no sounds a lot like go, just so you know. You know, and we're like, okay, you know. But here's the amazing thing. Remember, fear is interesting. They say fear, F-E-A-R, stands for false evaluations appearing real. And here's what it means in skydiving. It's a very different experience. How many of you guys have skydived? Okay, all right, so here's the interesting thing that I find fascinating about this, okay? Most people are like, man, I couldn't skydive. I'm afraid of fear of falling, afraid of heights, right? Watch this. When you're up there, when you jump out of a plane 15,000 feet, your depth perception can't tell you're getting closer to the ground. It can't register that far, okay? Because most people fear of heights. When was the last time you were in a plane and you looked out and you were like, oh! No, right? Because your depth perception is too far for you to actually calculate. You know, for you to get that emotion. But watch this. When you're falling, you're getting hit with 100-mile-an-hour winds, and your depth perception can't tell you're getting closer, so you feel like you're flying. The very fear that people say they, is the reason they shouldn't do it keeps them from the only experience that human beings have being able to fly. It's an amazing thing. But what's amazing, they don't push you out of the plane by yourself. They strap you to your sponsor. So your life and his life are intertwined. You know, so... Don't worry about it. If you're new, if you don't pull the chute, they will. It's kind of like prepaid, you know. Don't jump out of the plane by yourself. Make sure your sponsor's strapped to you. All right, okay? So, there's the needle. Remember I told you I got stabbed by a needle in the middle of the night? There it is. I took a picture. Told you. I put it on the Bible just for effect. Okay? So, but this is actually Hawaii. I think we've been there, I don't know, about half a dozen times, if not more, since we've been in prepaid. And we love it. It's so beautiful out there. This is in the Rick Haney suite at the home office on the sixth floor on the penthouse suite of prepaid legal services. They invited me to come speak. And just a beautiful, beautiful place. Getting a chance to visit our home office and play in the racquetball court. And do trainings that I believe really matter for people. Black and Gold Banquet, you got to go. You know, getting a chance for, you know, my wife and I to have crazy experiences and, you know, stuff like executive director banquets, executive director banquets. We got another executive director banquet coming up, yes? How many of you guys are going to be there, yes? Okay, so my mom being a reason, my brother wanted to coach his sports. For 2 years in a row, I got a chance to coach my brother's basketball team, which was huge for me, being a chance to be there for all that stuff. And, you know, just, you know, that's what this business was to me. Got a chance to meet people like Robert Kiyosaki, Paul Meyer, Ken Blanchard, Tony Robbins. They made dream boards, told me to dream again, and I did, and I believed them. And I had the audacity. And here's the thing, I didn't even believe myself, but they had enough to believe in me for me to actually go, well, I don't know that I can do this, but they believe I can, and I'm going to borrow that for a while. Here's the great thing about belief. Unlike books, unlike CDs, you don't have to give them back. With belief, you can keep it, and all you're supposed to do is pass it on. And it's an amazing thing because, you know, this is Columbia. My wife and I got a chance to go to Columbia, and I haven't even seen these pictures. You just put these in? Is this what you were doing? Oh, okay, hello. So this is in Columbia. Just ridiculous. you know, scuba diving, which was fun, you know. We had a chance to do our first night dive where we dove at night. My wife, this is her grabbing, this is a big crab or whatever it is, who's grabbing a squid, you know. So I told you, she scratched everything. Just beautiful, beautiful places, and the indigenous population there, big fish. This is Bora Bora, which we were just at about 3 weeks ago. Just unbelievable. You got to go. You know, they have Tahitian TV, you know, where in the floor they have a see-through glass in your floor so you can look down and see the fish underneath your bungalow. It's crazy. You just roll out of bed and you go snorkeling. But the fish eat right out of your hands. It's amazing right there. You just put the bread down, they eat right out of it. Oh, see, there's one of the glass floors. You know, me scuba diving or snorkeling below. So my wife, animals. Look, sushi, fresh sushi. So look at these stingrays, you know. So sharks, which are awesome. We got to dive with the sharks for the first time, which was awesome. And just unbelievable. Look at the sandcastle I built. I'm just kidding. I just saw the sandcastle and I posed by it, you know. So. This, let's see what else. Look at this bungalow. $5,000 a night. People are saying, well, that's ridiculous. Why not? They built it for someone. Why not you? You know? Unbelievable, beautiful place. This is where I grew up, in a trailer. Trailer park kid from Calaveras County, railroad flat. And I moved from that to a bigger trailer. And then after that, I moved to, for a couple of years in high school, the Central Coast. And I moved to Los Angeles, where I found prepaid. And the prepaid took me to the MGM Grand in 4 years in front of 15,000 people receiving our six-figure ring. And the real question is, why not you? Why not you? I mean, why can't you do this? Is there anything up here that we put that I did in prepaid legal services that was so hard? You know? And most people say no. And my answer to that is yes. The hardest thing that I had to do in prepaid legal services is not quit. Because I promise you, there were hundreds, if not thousands of times that I quit prepaid. Luckily, I just never told the company. I had to re-sign myself back up again, you know. But I think freedom is worth fighting for more than once for you and your family, you know. And I hope you have fun along the journey. And I hope there's something that I delivered here today that you can use and pass on in your life or in your business that will help you. But stay plugged into the system. Everything you need to know, you'll learn over the next 8 weeks at your builder's training throughout the program and the cycles, you know. So 2213 is what made it happen for me in prepaid legal. There was no secret sauce. This was it. So how many exposures a day?
Three.
How many events a week?
Three.
How many Saturdays a month?
One.
How many weekends a year?
Three.
Plus?
Three.
And looking forward, not sure if I could do this looking back. I wasn't going back. And a good friend of mine, Artemis, I think said it best. She said, if you can't go back, you must go
forward.
And if you must go forward, failure is not. And if failure is not an option, your success is. Utah, thank you for having me. Mr. Dave Hall, thank you for having me. I will see you out very soon.
Did y'all get your money's worth? What an incredible, inspiring event. And so, first of all, to thank both of these people for giving up their time. Because, you know, as stated earlier, they have no financial incentive to be here. They're here out of just their kindness, out of their heart. And so we have, for first of all, Patricia. We have a nice University of Utah bathroom rug for you. So there you go. They're going to be playing down there in the Pac-12 now. So Southern California will get a guaranteed win every time they come to Southern California and stuff.
I think this
Jesse. Jesse gets the Utah one. Then you get the BYU one.
Thank you so much.
There's not very many marriages that have lasted in the state of Utah where one spouse has the red and white and the other one has the blue and white. And so if you guys wear these to the airport holding each other's hands and looking like you're in love, people will think you're crazy.
Nice. I'm down. So.
All right, give them another
hand,
guys.
Thank you.
All right, couple things wrapping up. Again, if you don't feel like you've got your fill and you want to hang out with us tonight, I know last night's dinner was a Players Club only dinner, and so some of you, for one reason or another, weren't able to join us for dinner and hang out with these incredible people. Tonight, we're not putting a requirement on. We're gonna go to the Clark Planetarium tonight. Catch the 9 o'clock Rock on Demand show. Yeah, it starts at 9. You're gonna want to be there early though. It's going to be a 9 o'clock showing. Rock on Demand is the name of the show. I'm going to be buying a huge bulk section of tickets so we can sit together. If you want that ticket, if you want to be with our group, back at the table, I guess, is the registration table up there? Is that right there? Are you online? Where's your, do you got your airport thing? Mark? Do you got your? Okay. You can get your ticket for the laser show back there also when we say, hey, Ryan, grab your tickets. It's $8 for the show if you want to join us tonight, but they'll be keeping a name list of everyone who has tickets, and then we'll get a big block of them together to hang out. I don't know about you guys, but I can't get enough of these people hanging out with them and stuff. So, absolutely, absolutely. There were a ton of pearls of wisdom that Mr. McPherson shared, and even for someone who's been here 11 years, there were pearls that I just go, oh, that so applies in my life right now. Oh, I needed to hear that. And sometimes, you know, if you're brand new, you're picking up some surface pearls. And if you've been here a few years or something like that, there's some deeper pearls that you picked up. And if you had a video of this training and you watched it 2-3 years from now, you'd pick up a whole different set of notes because a whole different set of things apply to you because you've been looking at the puzzle picture and you've been filling in pieces that you're not struggling with anymore. It's like tying a shoe. You're not struggling with that anymore. So when someone sits down to tell you how to tie a shoe, you're like, this is old hat. I didn't need to hear this. This is for the new person that's struggling on whether or not this is even a scam. But you pick up a different pearl in the business. I promise you, if you watch this later, 6 months, a year from now, it's a different event completely. And so there was deep tones in there throughout the entire thing. I hope that you took notes. But just another reason why you should never, ever miss anything. Because you never know when the puzzle piece that you need is going to be revealed. A couple months ago, I had a new associate that signed up that I was really, really excited about. We fast-start qualified him. He was in the power leg that I was building, and he came to the Super Saturday 2 months ago, and he loved it. And afterwards, he was checked out of his mind. He's like, oh, my gosh, Dave, this is so good. And we'd already made him some money. He'd already had success. He had already tasted of the fruits of success in the business. And afterwards, I was like, awesome. Did you get your ticket for the Super Saturday for next month? And he's like, well, no. Funds are a little bit tight right now, but I promise I'm going to be there. And even though we'd already fast start qualified him, I had a sick feeling in my stomach that if I don't push you and say, you need to go get it now, I was worried about pushing him away more than being honest with him. And so I bought his excuse. You know, Mr. McPherson says you're always in sales. You're either being sold or you're selling. I bought his excuse more than he bought my vision of what he needed to do as his coach. And I regret that today because he didn't show up in January to the event. And that's when we did the color tests. And I know I've gotten some feedback from a lot of people saying, wow, you know, that has really helped me recruit and prospect. It changes the way I look at people and evaluate them. And now he's not here today. In fact, he's not even in prepaid legal. He's already canceled his membership. Because he left and went and hung out with the Dream Stealers and the people, the three, no. He went through a few cards. He got a couple good people, and then he hit a string of bad people. And next thing you know, because he didn't stay close to the fire every week at the briefings, at the trainings, rebuilding his vision,
someone got a hold of him and stole his dreams. And I wish I would have pushed a little bit harder to keep him close to the fire, because as his coach, as his mentor, I was supposed to do that. But that day, I bought his story. He didn't buy mine. So he did a better sales job than I did. So here's what I'm going to sell you on. Don't leave this room without your ticket. Don't be that same person that we don't see 30 days from now. I know that each of you realize the value of being here today. What if you had just 5 more people on your team that last month would have been at the event and they would have bought their tickets and shown up here? Here's what I see happen all the time. When they leave without a ticket in their wallet, then it's like, well, I'll see if I can make it there. And guess what? Then the world just fills in the empty voids where you didn't make a plan. Mr. McPherson talked about, don't just set a dream. I want to be here next month. Have a plan. Well, if you got a ticket, doesn't that mean that you've got a plan on being there? I plan on being there. I already spent money for the event. Says, and I'm going to see if I can be there next month. There's a big difference between the philosophy of the person that says, I'm going to see, I'm going to try to be there, and the person that says, I've already got a plan. I'm in the game. I'm going to be there. But another pearl of wisdom, if you don't have 3 people with you, then you're not a leader. And again, some people are spectators for a long time until they decide it's time to now be a leader. I'm tired of showing up each month by myself, solo, to the events. This is my launching point. 2011, I will come back with more people. Now, I will try to be here with more people. I will come back with more people next month. For those of you who are ready to take on that, you can get 5 tickets today for the price of 4. So you actually get a free ticket to the event. But more importantly, you've now made the commitment in your life. You know what? The old days of coming back, enjoying this show, but not doing anything. In other words, not taking action. Those days are over. I'm ready to take my business to the next level. March 19th, we have one of the top corporate officers in the company coming. There are some huge things coming down the pipe. Huge things. Some of you have heard whispers about them. We're better to get it from the horse's mouth, and that isn't a reference to our guest coming, but from someone on the inside at corporate, in the inner dealings of the whole merger with MidOcean, someone that knows because they've been at the boardroom as the vision of where this company is going, who sat there at the feet of the leaders and knows exactly what's happening. Think of how powerful that is. I love what Mr. McPherson finished up with. He says, you know, some people will sit around and watch what happens and then react after the announcements are made and the things are announced. And some people say, I already know the wave is coming. Start paddling as fast as you can to catch the wave while everyone else dives under it or goes right over the top of it. If you want to ride the wave, you definitely want to have more of your team here next month. March 19th, I'd encourage you to get the 5 tickets for the price of 4 and ride the wave with the rest of us to the 6-figure ring this year. Thank you all for coming out today. We'll see you all at the top.